Blog Talk Radio.
If you love America, you're among friends here.
Okay, the big news today is the left's giddy response to Trump's being mugshotted. But what is going on is a Trump win again and the liberals lost. They keep shooting themselves in the foot with increasing indictments against Trump, finding out that each one that they are reaching for the stars by going through the toilet when it comes to the charges they are leveling against this man. When his mugshot was released, it brought in everyone who has been supporting him and making him even become more supportive of Trump, because this is nothing but a political hack job. Now realizing what he said is true, that the Democrats are coming after all of us, while all of us law-abiding and America-loving people, it's just that he is in the way, and they're bound and determined to take him out of the way. Now, they now think that since they have a mugshot of the president, that indeed makes him a criminal, but is doing nothing but helping the left to lose, as they are losing more and more Democrats on this one. They are coming to realize that they will not stop at anything to put this man in prison, while telling all of us that Biden has done nothing wrong and the House Oversight Committee is just playing games with their impeachment possibility. The difference between the Democrats and Trump and the Republicans and Biden is that the Democrats would not slow down to collect data. They didn't care. They just ran with it and pushed it. The Republicans, on the other hand, are doing the more wise thing by saying they are working towards impeachment while continuing to collect data and evidence, something the left never did and still are not, as they are doing nothing but staring down a toilet looking for the next thing they can think of to get Trump with. Thank you for being here on the show for this, the 25th day of August in the year of our Lord God. It's hard to believe this year is that far over. Welcome to the show with Lori. At the helm with me today.
Hello, hello. Happy Friday. Woo-hoo.
This is great, too. Now I got to do my two ads, and then I'll be right back. Well, in the storm of any unplanned event, it is always best to gather all the information you can before planning your route. That is where CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque come in. Our services include pregnancy testing, ultrasounds, STI testing, education, and after-abortion care. What most people do not realize is this. Men are involved in this too. A large percentage of all abortions are perpetuated by the father of the baby. And we have female and male advocates at each center to meet and talk with those who come to our centers with questions. You can contact any of our centers here in Albuquerque for further information. There are two. With our Northeast office at 505-880-0862 and our Southwest office at 505-360-0090. Outside of Albuquerque are Edgewood at 505-281-5408, Rio Rancho at 505-896-2305, and Los Lunas also at 505-565-3838. That's CareNet of Albuquerque, where help is always there for those storms that are always just around the corner.
Tune in for the Lucid Libertarian with Lori Ann Show, Sundays, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Pacific Time, 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern, to discuss current events, news, and political opinion with Lucid Libertarian flair. I promote liberty, freedom, our Constitution, Bill of Rights, and limited government, while speaking against corporate and government corruption, tyranny, and the globalist Great Reset agenda that undermines our precious American sovereignty. Please also like and follow my Lucid Libertarian with Lori Ann page on Facebook. You can help me battle their freedom-loathing censorship by visiting my page regularly, along with reacting, commenting, and sharing my posts. Thank you, and I hope listening to my show becomes part of your Sunday night routine.
But what we saw in that Senate today was a cowardly group of Republicans who apparently have no option to
do. Show me where it said that protest is supposed to be polite and peaceful.
Do something about your dad's immigration practices, you feckless.
When they go low, he kicks.
How do you resist the temptation to run up and wring her neck?
The biggest terror threat in this country is white men. Most of them radicalized right on to the right.
I thought he should have punched him in the face. So even if he lost, he insulted your wife.
Yes.
He came down the escalator and called Mexicans rapists and murderers. He said, well, what do you think I should have done? I said, I think you should have punched him in the face and then gotten out of the race. He would have been a hero.
I'd like to punch him in the face. If I said, if we were in high school, I'd take him behind the gym and beat the hell out of him.
Punch some people in the face!
When was the last time an actor assassinated a president?
It's amazing how people try to frame everything racially, and how they create divisions among our society.
That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Welcome to hour number one of NWCR Radio with your host, Robert Garding. This is Duke Brooks of Radio Free Delmarva from 92.7 WGMD, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, and I'm proud to introduce my friend Robert as we fight to protect the America we know and love. Through the silver microphone of freedom with the voice of reason in this unreasonable world, you're listening to NWCR Radio, broadcast through the CNM network in Albuquerque, New Mexico, from our Freedom Studio. And now, here's Robert.
I had everything all ready to speak, and then Lori put a link in the chat room, and I opened it up. But one of the things I was going to talk about was this, hello, Duck Northwest, good to see you there, this so-called snapshot that they took of of Trump. Lori, what'd you think of that thing?
It doesn't really even look like a mugshot. It looks like a promo for a new TV show or something. Like,
or one of these things like with Patton when he says, I'll be back, or whoever the heck Schwarzenegger raises.
Terminator.
I'll be back.
Yeah, Schwarzenegger is like, it's so posed, but yeah, it's supposed to be like looking like all tough, like an expression of like, this is bullshit, you know. But yeah, I find it kind of funny. It's it doesn't look like your normal mugshot where you have, you know, like the height indicators in the background, you know, and so it's like, it's almost like he had his own studio or his mugshot.
And there's absolutely no smile in that shot at all. It's like, It's like he was telling them through that one look, I'm tired of this bullshit. You guys better stop it, because when I win the presidency, you guys are going down. And I just saw that, and I thought, and the first thing I heard after I saw it was that they were doing everything they could to keep it from being leaked out, and they were going to prosecute whoever leaks it out. Well, there it was, and I thought, well, okay, where's this prosecution of this person who leaked it out that you're going to supposedly do? And I never heard anything about that after that.
Well, I don't think they can. You know, aren't mugshots public information?
Pretty much.
I mean, that's part of like your, yeah, I mean, you know, you see there's websites, you know, I even, there's a website even here in Salem where you can get mugshots for people that are arrested. So I don't see how they could even try to threaten arresting somebody for releasing a mugshot that's public information anyway. That's probably why they dropped it, because they were like, oh shit, that's right. We'll look like idiots if we actually admit, you know, let's just drop it and hope nobody pays attention.
Well, the problem is they look like idiots anyway. this whole thing about, you know, it's
that's
like,
true.
How many indictments have they done against Trump? And the very first thing that they said, I was looking at a thing from Jim Jordan, who was saying that they were looking at possibly doing an indictment of Biden. Did you see what the Democrats said about that? This kind of blew me away. They said, we don't see how you guys are following this with documents you have never seen. And everything that we have seen, Biden has done nothing wrong. And I'm sitting here thinking, oh, really? You got blinders on or something?
Of course they do. Of course they do. I mean, you can, like, literally, you know, there is already so much out there. The pseudonyms, the money trail, the fact Biden accompanied Hunter on some of these international trips to meet with some of these international, you know, Ukrainians and Chinese, to do business with, the email trails. I mean, but then again, you got to admit, like, you know, these are the same people that denied the Hunter Biden laptop, even after Hunter Biden admitted that it was his laptop. They were still denying.
Well, the thing that blows me away is they're constantly telling
Trump.
People
actually believe it.
Yeah, and they're constantly telling Trump that he broke the law by saying that the election didn't happen the way that the left says it did. Well, what about, you remember that the Coleman-Franken race in Minnesota?
Believe it or not, I mean, I used to be from Minnesota, and I don't remember that, no.
Okay. Coleman won that race by 10,000 votes. And Franken said, no, we got to have a recall, a recount. And he called for a recount, and they found a whole bunch of votes, but every one of them were for Franken. And he kept calling for recount after recount after recount, and some of the stuff that they found was in the trunk of a car. And they allowed it, and Franken finally won. Now, if that isn't...
Yeah. And that seems to be like repeated history. Like that's their strategy, you know.
Yeah,
it's like, okay, we know that you're going to lose, but, you know, we have cars and, you know, we have boxes of ballots, you know, that, you know, just issue a recall and we'll make sure that you win, you know, and we'll include these extra ballots, you know, that kind of stuff. So, I mean, the Democrats will, you know, they will do absolutely anything fraudulently to make sure that they win, and we when we know it, we absolutely know it. And but then again, you know, it it irritates me because, you know, what are Republicans really doing about it? You know what I mean? It's like, you know, what are you actually really doing about these problems? You know, how are we going to prevent a repeat in 2024? What are you actually doing? Are you actually getting laws passed that would curb stuff? Are you actually, we talk about solutions all the time, you know, what are you actually putting in place, especially in areas where, let's say in 2020, Republicans won just, you know, by a small margin in whether in districts or counties or whatever, not the states, but in districts. And you know that it's going to be a toss-up come 2024.
Yeah.
And so, you know, and if they're in Republican control or, you know, in their district, or Republican control in their state, but only barely, then they need to be passing laws. They need to be changing their, you know, using their power to thwart any and all of these kinds of tactics that the Democrats use, especially the mules, you know. We can't have a repeat of 10,000 mules, you know, that are going around. You know, they're just, like I said, you know, I can't stress it enough. We need body cams. Every single person that touches a ballot from beginning to end, whether it's ballot boxes, absentee ballots, you name it, voting machines, anybody at any time that ever even gets near a ballot or a voting machine needs to have a body cam on at all times, especially if a voting machine needs to be serviced. There needs to be laws that says, okay, there will be no updates or anything, like let's say 2 weeks prior to the election, these voting machines will be offline and have like audit software built in to verify that it has not gone online, connected to the internet in any way. And all of that stuff, you know, so body cams. I mean, if we learned anything from 2020, it's the Democrats will do anything. They will take advantage of any vulnerability in the system that they can find and take advantage of it. And we need to plug all of those holes. And, you know, and I just, body cams would be a really good start, and then make that public so that the public, you know, district by district by district, the public, you know, we can sign up and go, okay, let's have a group of people that are going to monitor this person, a group of people that will monitor that person. You know, if we have like six people, let's say six people monitoring each individual that is handling ballots, servicing the machines, poll watchers, you name it, you know, and we have, and it'd be pretty easy to get at least six volunteers to be watching one individual person. You're not watching the entire room and trying to decipher what's going on. Of course, we'd have, you know, those cameras still too, and a set of people watching that to, you know, to see like the bird's eye view, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I think people would sign up for that. I would, if that was available, I'd say, hey, you know, volunteer. I'd sign up. Yeah, sign me the person. And if you have at least six people watching, you know, the entire time, you know, then somebody's always covering each other. You know, there's not going to be a time where all six people aren't watching, kind of a thing. And that's where you can catch these things in the act. And then in 2020, there was this guy that that developed this app called Votify, this Votify app that people could report anomalies and issues in real time. And it would, you know, and it would send those alerts out to everybody, and then there would be like certain levels, like, hey, I'm a, you know, I'm a poll watcher, I'm a volunteer here, I'm a, you know, a delegate or whatever, you know. So it would send these issues, all of these problems, up to, you know, people that are involved in counting the ballots and stuff, and it'd all be in real time. It would all be open for public view.
Yeah.
And
when
many people can't, you know.
When I
all
voted
of these
in 2020,
would,
the same thing happened to me. The machine, they paid the ballot jammed. And what he did was he just canceled out that ballot, right? And even though I was sort of halfway done with it. And then he printed out another ballot. So that other ballot could have still been counted and if he was corrupt. So how do you stop that? I mean, it's got to be stopped.
Yep. Absolutely.
Well, yeah, I mean, if you can't stop it, then you've got to at least be able to observe it. You know, the body cam solution with a real-time app that's public, sends alerts out to people whenever somebody reports an anomaly that they see, that type of thing, then it's going to be really, really hard to hide those things.
Yeah.
Okay, I've got. I was just going to announce you as that you were in there. I've got another one.
Yeah, I was waiting. I'm waiting. I figured, well, maybe you just want me to jump in, you know.
Yeah, well, and then I've got another one from 111 number that has his hand raised, so I'll bring him in too.
All right.
Welcome.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, hello.
Hello.
Oh, how you guys doing? This is Rico.
Rico.
Hi there, Rico.
Hey.
He hasn't called in a while.
Can I say something?
Yeah.
So, you know, when you're dealing with a mastermind like Joe Biden, he's very attentive, very aware, doesn't sleep much. You know what I mean? He's a very skilled operator. I have the solution for all of this. Hello?
Yeah, what is it? What's the solution?
Oh, yeah. Well, since you guys think they're going to steal the vote, this is Nas, by the way. Anyway, since you guys think he's going to steal the vote, conservatives should just not vote. That solves everything. See?
Yeah.
Fix your problem in 2 minutes.
Yeah. I mean, that would definitely fix the problem, but it would also start a problem because then we would just be giving up the country, and I don't want to live in a country that where everybody's just going to give up. I mean, if that's the case, we got to go. We need to pack our bags.
No. I'm saying pull yourself up by your bootstraps. Don't vote. Let them win the election, and then you show them that government actually doesn't create progress and government is actually bad for everybody else. And you guys just stay in the private market, see?
Well, actually, things would probably run pretty smoothly, at least in the local sector, the private sector and the local sector. Now, foreign policy bases across the world and stuff like that, there you may run into some problems. But as far as things running internally in this country, things will be just fine. I mean, things would just run just fine, I believe. I mean, besides the funding of the food stamps and the Social Security checks and stuff like that. But, you know, all that's fake money anyway. So why don't they just go ahead and keep printing it up and, you know, just get – and then government turn the lights off and go home.
See, I'm just following y'all logical conclusion. Just like you said, the money is fake. So my Cash App is Radio Raheem at Cash App. So you can just send all your fake money to that Cash App because you don't need it, obviously. So don't vote. Don't keep your money. I'm just following you guys' logic.
Well, do you think that the money is real? Do you think the money is real? It's not backed by anything. It has no intrinsic value. It's just paper. It's a receipt. It's really a debt-based note. So what value do you think it has?
Sir, when you go into Chick-fil-A with currency, you get treated with five-star service. You go in there without currency, you would be treated to a policeman in a billy club.
Yes, but you need a lot of that currency though nowadays to get when you go to get treated with that five-star service. It takes a lot more Federal Reserve notes than what it took 10 years ago.
Well, look, man, I only had two jokes ready. Hell, how long y'all want me to keep this bit up? This is Nas. Y'all know me, Lorian knows me. The hell, you want to keep stretching this forever, man? Like a good radio bit has to be in and out. You know what I mean?
That's true. I've got another one who has put his hand up.
But at the same time, though, seriously, though, y'all conservatives are going to have to square this circle. At a certain point, you have to realize the MAGA coalition is not as big as you think it is, and this is not a thing of, like, a, you know, sleeping giant being disregarded. This is a thing of you guys don't have the demographics to win elections unless you get a really, really, really high turnout. And right now, because of the, you know, the no-Trump section of y'all party, you guys really don't have a big enough coalition. And the Dems, hell, they're just squeaking by with Biden, hoping they can roll him past the line so they can keep their progressives and the other people who want to get in charge. The Dems don't want them in charge because then they'd have to actually do some things. So, you know, this is a tough thing, man. Y'all guys going to have to really look at y'all numbers because I think you guys think MAGA is much bigger than what it is, and it's really not. You guys didn't get cheated. You lost.
I don't know about that. I don't know, but I can tell you here in North Carolina, it's very everyone's vote. At least in my district, Trump. That's all you see is Trump. Trump signs everywhere. People voting for Trump. And if you look at the registered numbers, majority are unaffiliated voters. Unaffiliated in my district.
Brother. Do you remember 2016 when all of the people in major cities who saw those Hillary signs and said, "Well." Since all those Hillary signs are in my neighborhood, that must mean Hillary's going to win. Like, no, brother. You can't do it like that, man.
Well, I'm just saying that. I'm saying from my district, as far as the rest of the country goes, I don't know. You know, but you know, look, the bottom line is this. The country is split evenly down the middle as far as vote counts go.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. It's not split evenly down the middle.
You guys don't think so?
You guys lost a lot of independents and people who have voted Republican typically because they were never Trumpers. And because of that, your party is split. And, I mean, hell, maybe Cornel West does that to the Dems this time, which would actually be good, push them more towards substance. But, like, RFK,
problem with that
he
kind,
has no shot. Oh,
the
ahead,
only
man.
Problem with that kind of thinking, though, is that you're always saying that the Republicans lost a lot of independent votes, but we also gained a lot, too.
Hey, now, back to life for all them shiny objects you're getting me to chase. I need the exercise. I really appreciate it. I got a scoop for you. I got a big scoop of breaking news. You want to hear it?
Sure.
Breaking news. We've got Bonnie Willis's. What you talking about, Willis? We got her social media post. What you talking about, Willis? Listen to this now. Here's Fannie Willis on November 4th, 2020. Fannie Willis is feeling annoyed. Georgia could determine who is our next president. A team of lawyers needs to watch them count every single vote. They could start in Fulton where we are having water leaks. What ballots are they throwing out, Georgia? Let's give an honest accounting. No stunts. But wait a minute. That ain't all. Listen to this now. I got a picture of her in her public office, mind you. Not a private office, a public office where she takes public receptions and listens to cases, not the stuff that's intended for her private use. She's got a cup on the desk saying proud Democrat. But that's not so bad compared to this. Here's Fannie Willis in another post. November 3rd, 2020. Why Fulton? Absentee ballot counting in Georgia's most populous county delayed 4 hours after a water pipe burst. But that ain't all. On November 24th, 2018, okay, now this is before the Trump election, true, but it goes to her state of mind. Okay, I'm watching FGTV and Marvin Arrington Jr. request all ballots in Fulton County be counted again to make sure all votes counted. The other commissioners sat silent. No other commissioner seconded his motion. Ask yourself why. You all better start paying attention to what is really going on instead of reality TV and pay attention to reality. Shaking my damn head. But that ain't all. November 7th, 2018. How many of you will vote in the December runoff? Secretary of State will definitely be on the ballot. That person controls the election. I wonder if we yet 2020. And she seemed to be agreeing with Trump on the poor election procedures in 2020. She called the election a mess. November 5th, 2020, election trying to smile through this mess in his crayon scribbled all over a map of the United States, what we know so far. But that ain't all. Hey,
this might be the worst smoking
in a subsequent Facebook post, no, I'm mustering and mounting a veteran to show this woman ain't got no business prosecuting this case. Don't you get my way or I'll run you over. All right, again, in another Facebook page, Fannie Willis agrees with a racially motivated commentator that only white folk are voting in the election by expressing skepticism in voter data by replying. They're like at 116%. I'm so annoyed. Where are we? And then she goes on to brag about the ability to install an administration that more closely mirrors our values. Yeah, so a guy named Brian Tevis says Trump supporters blocking the bridges in New York and New Jersey. Marcus Coleman, so I guess only white folk have been participating. Marcus Coleman to Fannie Willis to Marcus Coleman. They're at like 116%. I am so annoyed. Where are we? Marcus Coleman replied, Fannie Willis, I'm just leery of polls, Madam DA, especially when many of us feel our focus should be abolishing the Electoral College. Fannie Willis, Marcus Coleman, the Electoral College is not getting abolished, not now and not 20 years from now.
All right, so
but
we got
need
them
to get polls
and
have an administration that more closely mirrors our values in the years to come. For
Man, come on.
You're not going to get away with that, Naj.
Hold
respond
on.
To the thing that she put in
okay.
the social media.
You have to stop talking first.
Just respond to it, will you? Don't pretend
you
like
have
she
to
didn't
stop
say
talking
it.
For that to happen. So I can't.
No, you I didn't have enough shiny objects.
Sir,
I run out of
fire. Just stop talking.
Don't give me no more
all
shiny
right,
objects.
All right. Everybody, calm your fucking ass down.
Yo, what's
Jesus
up, Joe?
Christ.
Well, Joe,
all
I
right.
came on the show. I injected a little caffeine.
I heard. That's why I'm on the
show.
Cosmic Disruptor. Hey. That's why I'm here. The Cosmic Disruptor and the Sophistry versus the Analyst. I will moderate both of you in a nice debate, okay? How about that?
No, man, we're just having a conversation. So
you're not having a conversation. You're about beginning to raise your voices at each other. And
I was trying to have a conversation.
And I disrupted the show last week. I don't feel like coming into another show in which there's disruption this week.
Exactly.
So if you guys don't mind,
hey man, you trying to protect the sacred
cow? Let's have a regular conversation.
No, not just trying to protect the sacred cow.
Let's deal with what Sarge just said, where he laid out all this stuff.
No, what she said, not me.
Okay, what she said.
Thank you. Be precise.
Should the aim be for people on the right to organize and try to get her removed from office and make that a plank of your platform? That you're going to go after Fannie Willis. Do you think
okay.
that would be successful?
You want me to answer?
Yes, I do.
Okay, here's what that looks like. I don't have to tell anybody what to do. I'm trying to illustrate this woman's frame of mind. Now, I think people can draw the appropriate conclusion from her string of social media posts as it indicates her mindset that she is anything but unbiased, and she's probably a projectionist. Now, it's up to other people. I know what I decide. But I'm not telling people what to do. That's not my place. I'll tell you one thing. If I had the power, I'd definitely be investigating her for her bias and her political inclinations to take this case. There's no doubt in my mind whatsoever what her motivation is. It has nothing to do with the administration of justice. Nothing whatsoever.
Okay.
That is my opinion.
Gotcha.
Well,
again, that's unproven. Have you ever fallen for a Twitter hoax where, Sarge, where you looked up something from a right-leaning publication that said, hey,
once
these
or
are
twice,
the tweets from
this
person,
isn't one
and
of
then
them.
Found out that those tweets weren't true?
No,
okay.
Once or twice,
okay.
this isn't one of them.
Just relax. He called me and he said, I engage in sophistry, so let me engage in it a little bit, and I'll back off. What are the chances that you and your crew found these tweets and every other channel, radio, TV, and every other thing on the right? They just haven't found these yet. So nobody's reporting on it. Like, why are you the one reporting on it and they're not?
I think they're beginning to report on it.
OAN?
How do you think I found out about it? They're beginning to report on it. Fox is hopeless. They won't. They'll jump on the bandwagon after other people start talking about it.
It'll be a couple days late sometimes when the alternative
media notices. Yeah, it'll be a couple days late. But most of this stuff gets broken by other people on the Internet. And
yeah,
then
but
what
we
got
to do, Sarge,
to
look, and everybody, what we got to do is the people that are, you know, look, if we're going to use our voices, you know, we have to do call to actions. We've got to have to, you know, come up with the solutions and then put our words into action and use our voices into action and put pressure on these people somehow, some way, like with these voting machines. It was a good idea a few weeks ago, but nothing has been materialized about it. It started, you know, with this, what are we doing about the voting fraud? What are we going to do? Is there a plan getting ready to service? Are we going to contact State Board of Elections or these electors and let them know what we want them to do? Are we going to start using our voice as power? I mean, we've done nothing. We're sidestepping the issues. Now we're back on another damn side rail job. You're talking about some other, you know, more in charges, this and that, Fannie, whatever. No, listen, we got to stick to the issues. We got to stick to the facts. We got to stick to the problem at hand. All right? The election fraud obviously is a problem. So what are we going to do to fix this voting procedure? What are we going to do about it?
The major issue is that both the left and the right have issues in which they can agree on. They both agree on corruption in government. The left believes it's the Republicans' fault. The Republicans believe it's the Democrats' fault. Why don't we, as both parties with different viewpoints, just get together on the same thing that we all agree upon? Because Joe's right. Talking about Fannie right now makes for nice chit-chat, but I think all of us know that America's going down the tubes. And if anybody here disagrees that America's going down the tubes by 2024 or 2025, I'd like to know who it is.
Yeah.
Well, I think we have a multiple of theaters in which to fight. Fannie Willis is right now trying to subvert the rules of law, literally in the administration of justice, and derail the one candidate who's likely to make significant inroads in beginning, and I'm only saying beginning, to address this massive corruption. If you look at that Republican debate we had, I think as worthy as many of them are, I don't think any of them are likely to go to the extent to addressing it as Donald Trump will. And these people see Donald Trump as the single existential threat to their them remaining at their levers of power. So I think that Fannie Willis is directly in the way of it. She must be discredited to the extent we tell the truth about her. We must get out of her bias and her motivation for undertaking this horrid prosecution.
I agree with you, Sarge. And so does Nodge. But the thing
I don't agree with you.
Okay.
I don't.
All right,
I was wrong.
The thing is, we got to get together and do something now. Okay, we can still talk about this.
Hear me out, Joe. I agree in the sense that it's good for me. Like, if you guys chase all of these different things and keep saying, well, some of those people on stage were all right, but I'm still going to stick with Trump, that's going to lead to conservatives sitting out the election, which means a better result for me. So,
okay, Joe.
You see how this works in my favor? Like, yeah.
All right. It works in your favor. Hey, look, everybody on the line. Do we want to talk about the real solutions and see what we can come up with as a grassroots semi-movement, or do we just want to chit-chat? Because I'm tired of fucking chit-chat.
Yeah. I mean, let's come up with a plan. Stick to it. We got all next week to work on it.
Well, I think election integrity is key. Whatever we
it
do,
is.
We have to ensure that election integrity is utmost in our mind. I don't care how many votes Donald Trump gets. I believe they will steal whatever they have to put this corruptocrat, this demented, corrupt, crap, senile bastard over the
can
top.
Make my point here,
I believe that they will.
If you tell
the average rank-and-file conservative that, this is not going to vote. So
I wish it was my show. Okay.
Okay, I don't have to tell them that.
Look.
All I got to do is tell them vote for election integrity.
Go ahead, man.
They don't need my editorial comment.
Do you all agree okay, that we should get together and maybe, maybe at the beginning, just now, maybe think of election integrity as the goal so that we can get together. And if we do, veer from that sometime in the very near future, as long as we all agree on something. Is that something we can agree on?
It is.
I agree.
Absolutely.
Okay, Joe. All right. Bob, what about you, Lorianne? All right, she's getting a sandwich or a tie. Sarge, what about you?
Yes, and what does that consist of? Why don't we come up with suggestions? Like, Laurie came
right.
up with a whole list.
I haven't gotten to Naj yet. Naj, what about you?
Naj,
what about you? You disagree. You don't want to get together with anybody unless it's the
left. No, you're not listening. I disagree on the idea of voter integrity being a problem. We have a voter participation problem.
All right.
We don't have a voter fraud problem.
He wants to make it easier to cheat.
The thing is, here's
he
the
wants
thing.
To make
here's
it easier to cheat.
Here's what I'm suggesting, guys. We meet. We can either do it today on Bob's show or we can do it on my show. We meet and we talk about what we can get because I'm fucking tired of all of you. Okay.
What can
all
we
right.
do? I mean, come on. How can we all not agree that, look, why don't we strengthen the voting process and make sure that the voting process is honest? And come on, we can't. There's no way.
This is a solution.
It's honest. It's 100% honest. There's no corruption going on right now. You're saying?
No. No.
Oh my God.
No.
I can prove otherwise.
So let me get this straight. When Clinton is upset in a historic election and beaten by Donald Trump, that everything was fair. Then when he loses to old Joe Biden, you guys tell me everything is rigged, it's all corrupt. And the
all
chief.
Right,
like,
so we don't agree on that.
Your
on
evidence,
this. Is there anything that the left and the
evidence.
Right can agree upon?
Just cite your evidence. That's all I'm asking. Okay, if you think we stole the election from Hillary Clinton, would you please cite your evidence? Because I'm prepared to give you chapter and verse
okay,
as to why
said,
I believe what I believe.
We do not
I will give you chapter and verse.
On it. I am going
you're
to
never
gonna
convince
him,
you're never
going to
convince him, Sarge. You're never going to convince Sarge.
Do you
Sarge,
hear me?
You're never gonna
I will
convince
not
him.
Let anybody here talk unless you we
yeah,
all agree on something. Okay,
yeah, so,
I'm not holding
Sarge,
on for a second for
I wasn't
anybody.
Saying they cheated
I am still
Hillary.
Going
I'm
to fucking talk all over you and
That's
Sarge
right.
and Lorianne and Bob
do,
and
brother?
Joe. Can we sure agree on something?
Yeah, let's get
anything.
To a topic.
Maybe
agree.
Not.
Yeah, we'll
okay,
have to get to a topic
not,
we can
then,
agree on. But
everybody
but,
can chit-chat.
Did y'all notice that in 1 minute where I just explained I didn't think there was cheating involved, Sarge assumed I meant that Hillary was cheated. No, she lost. She wasn't cheated. She got beat.
Pick it, Notch. Pick
something
that
you believe.
Pick
something
you believe.
That was a red
herring.
You've seen the most
president
in America.
Everybody said nobody can get together. Okay.
What is the problem we have in America today?
I can give y'all one issue y'all would agree
with. That voting machines, we should have a paper printout of the recorded vote.
I agree.
No touchscreen voting machines without paper confirmation. Can we at
I
least agree.
Agree
on maybe that?
Yeah, I agree with that. Why not? Yeah.
And I got another one that's even more important. If we must have universal mail-in balloting, which we should not, but if
we
have
not.
To have it in these states that want to have it, which we should not, then it must be have. You must have signature verification with the signatures on the outside of the envelope, and the envelopes must be retained in order to ensure a proper audit should there be a challenge.
Okay, so when it comes to issues we agree on, the one thing I think all of us would agree on would be an end to the forever wars and imperialism.
You're changing the subject.
Yeah, I know.
Something we all might agree on.
And forever wars. What wars are we involved? What wars are we fighting right now? I mean, we're not fighting a war right now. I mean, you know, what are we fighting? A war on drugs, maybe?
We're spending money like we are, though, aren't we? We're spending money like
we
are.
Right?
I mean, that's a big subject. I mean, that's a big day. I mean, you're talking, we need thousands of people for that. I mean,
$180 billion to Ukraine.
Let's stick to planet Earth here.
$180 billion to Ukraine, and we're doing everything but sending the troops in. We're spending money like we're fighting one.
Indeed. Where was that drone base the other day that got taken over in that coup? Where was that? Niger? Where did Niger.
Yeah, Niger. We train the cool leaders.
Like, what are y'all talking about?
I think we need to start off a little smaller. You know what I mean? But, I mean, I'm with anything. If you guys want to tackle that issue, I mean, that's a huge issue to go after. It really is.
By the way, Naj, your woke generals trained the Niger cool leaders. Yes, they did.
Of course they did.
Matt Gates had the commander of AFRICOM, a four-star Marine general, who was utterly unprepared to answer the question that he put to him about the people that the United States trained and who went back to Mali and Niger and engineered coups.
That's how it goes, man. Sorry, I don't
know.
Yeah,
well,
you
might
want
to ask the Biden administration about that.
Okay, Lorianne was getting ready to say something a few minutes ago here, guys.
Yeah, I thought we found one topic we would agree on. I guess I was wrong. So we don't agree on imperialism and forever wars.
We're trying to find a topic here we can all agree on. That's something that we can tackle to use our voices with other podcasters too. And it's not going to be just us. It's other people that aren't listening right now or right now on the call, where we can make a difference and use this platform that we've been on all these nights and days for a purpose. You know, instead of just chit chatting.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think I think most of us agree that we need to have laws aimed at election integrity. I think most of us definitely agree on that one.
Yep.
Well,
focused on this one issue.
We need to retain the ability to do meaningful audits with integrity in order to verify the results of the election.
Yeah, but Naj doesn't agree. He says he thinks that, that nothing's wrong.
He wants to make it easier to cheat, obviously.
Hold on. How many audits were done in Georgia?
Okay, I got an answer for that, and I'll tell you. Actually, there were about 20. About 20. But there were three major ones. No, I'm talking about the counties, too. They audited every one of the 159 counties in Georgia, and I'll give you the results. I know.
So,
I looked it up.
So these majority Republican-controlled state houses and election officials,
you've
got to
stop
this.
Corruption is corruption, no matter who does it. Corruption is corruption. It doesn't matter to me whether it got an R or a D next to the name. I'm going after the corrupt.
Yeah, I know. I'm not into
party.
That either.
It's
I don't care about what party,
what
state.
Party.
For your conspiracy theory to make sense, the party would have to destroy
their
own candidate.
Stop it, Naj.
Lessening their power going forward. Why the hell would they do that?
Naj, I'm not going to give you the results of the recount by the state of Georgia
That's okay.
Everybody
on here,
be that's
sleep.
Why you don't want to hear it, because you know I know what the results were. What the state of Georgia
it sounds like a threat.
Not my opinion.
Bye-bye. All right, well, we're not going to agree on the voting thing then. It's just doesn't want to go there. So what? We got to come up with a different topic.
Yeah, let's do something else.
All right, well, look, I'm just
healthcare,
saying that,
I tried Forever Wars. Y'all said no to both of those.
Yeah, I mean, I just don't know how you're going to tackle something like that.
I don't know about you, but I don't want to get in a war with Russia. What about you?
No, I don't.
Yeah, but we're not in war with Russia right now.
I came real close back in 1973 when I was sitting in the turret of a tank waiting for the 1st Ukrainian Guards Tank Army to come through to fill the gap.
I don't know how that we're going to conquer. I just don't know how we're going to conquer.
I don't know why you're
going to
say that we're going to fight a war with Russia. That's a crazy fool trying to get in a war with Russia because he wants to keep Ukraine so he can launder money through it.
Come on.
I don't want to go to war with Russia.
Come on.
We're not going to. We won't
have to. I've already been there, done that. Don't want to do it again.
Yeah, so we can't move forward on health care, can't move forward on wars. What other major issue do you guys have?
Wait a minute, you
want to
fight a war with Russia? Am I understanding you want to fight a war with Russia?
No, he doesn't.
Said no. Like, what are you doing? I told you twice.
So then we agree, so what's the problem?
That wasn't the question.
Tell me like we got agreement.
But we're not at war with Russia right now. We're not at war with them.
But we can keep pushing the odds that we will be if this corruptocrat keeps going the way he's going. He said giving F-16 fighter jets to Ukraine would mean war. Well, guess what? Just last week or 2 weeks ago, we gave F-16 fighter jets to Ukraine.
Let me ask y'all another question. Do y'all think, whether it was Trump or Biden there, thinking about State Department people who've been there for 40 years, Don't you think this war or this proxy war would be handled in the same way? I just think that's something that's outside of the president's hands. So, I mean, you can blame Biden all you want to. I don't think he had a choice on that.
You mean he didn't have a choice on that? Is he the president or isn't he? Is he the president or
it's a waste of breath to talk about it because it doesn't matter.
If you think, that battle old man is sitting in front of a map looking at troops, okay, you go ahead.
Based on the debate, you know, based on the GOP debate last night, I think Naj makes a good point. Would it really be handled all that differently? Probably not. If like most of those candidates were elected that were in the GOP debate last night, most of them are all for Ukraine. Yeah, we got to support Ukraine, so they're all on board with it as well. So would it really be handled differently? Probably not so much.
All of the conditions that led Putin to invade Ukraine
in
2022 were extant when Donald Trump was president, and we didn't get into a war, and Putin didn't invade during the years of his presidency. It happened when Joe Biden got in there. It happened even worse when Joe Biden
because
stood
of the vacuum
by
in that
while
game
they
stand.
Torpedoed the agreements that were about to be implemented between Ukraine and Russia. And they went in there and torpedoed them and told Zelensky, keep fighting, boy. We got your back.
Okay,
so what about any other issues? Any other issues, anybody? Anybody? Any other issues?
You still don't
we have
well,
Mike.
Let's go to infrastructure.
Hey, let the host talk.
We have Mike from 225 in there now. Let's see what he has to say.
Hi, guys. By the way, I am from Louisiana, and here's something you didn't know. You know, we're having elections, of course, but we had two guys come by the house here doing some electioneering and all that stuff for what amounts to a county seat, right? It's a parish seat on the parish council, but one's a 35-year-old woman, and the other one's a 40 of an older gentleman, right, who's already been on the council for a while and all that stuff, trying to get reelected. And this guy that shows up with basically what amounts to a mail-in ballot. In other words, he wants us to vote by mail. All right? When we don't need to vote by mail, I'd rather go vote in person.
And
you know,
we should.
That's the right. And we should. Now, granted, we're starting to hear the shit about the whole thing about them bringing back protocols for COVID and all that stuff. That's to lock us down again. That's to lock us down and make us vote by mail. You know.
Yeah.
So let me get this straight. Your theory is the Democrats are so stupid that their plan to cheat was to go on an individual basis and do a mail-in fraud or stop somebody from voting by mailing it. Look, people, this is 2023.
That's what they've been doing.
If there is cheating in an election in 2023, it is done through hacking the machines. It would not be done at person-to-person facial recognition. It's not enough votes. It wouldn't be enough. If you're going to cheat, you would do it by the hundreds. By the thousands, and you would do it electronically.
Yeah, ballot harvest. It's called ballot harvesting there, bud. That's
the
way
it's a shame y'all watched that movie and turned your brain
absolutely
into
porn. Yeah, again, it's done by ballot harvesting, which the Wisconsin Supreme Court said was illegal in Wisconsin.
Yep, you've been telling me that ever since.
Because I know I didn't tell you that. The Wisconsin Supreme Court did. I wish you'd stop that, Naj.
Uh-huh.
They made a ruling, not me. They did. They said Wisconsin ballot boxes were illegal.
Some stuff, man.
I didn't say it, Naj. I didn't say it.
The caller gave us some good room to kind of maneuver around this topic. So I was just throwing that out there just like as a moment of understanding. Once that state was certified charged, that is over. Like, you can keep yelling about Wisconsin.
Here we go again. A water under the bridge until they do it again.
Yeah, okay. So again, man, go ahead.
It's to the point with these ballot harvesters that Trump has already said we need to start ballot harvesting. Trump said it.
Yeah, in states where it's legal, we definitely need to do it. Yes, he's right about that.
Right.
So
I mean, I'll say this.
Do y'all think the method of voting changes the number? So
yes,
whether I do a mail-in
do.
Or whether
yes,
I do a,
I do.
A ballot
yes, I do.
At the... Sorry, man.
By the way, William Ball said it best before somebody came to come to Jesus moment. He said that universal mail-in balloting was rife with the potential for fraud. Then all of a sudden somebody got there and said, you can't say that. You better change your tune there, Philly Bob. Oh, there's no evidence of any fraud after the election. You know, I'm telling you right now, we all know what this was, whether you want to admit it or not. I do. Everybody and his mother does. I believe that the January 6th riots were either done at the behest of or for the benefit of the Democratic Party so they could invoke emergency rules to stop the procedural objection to the electoral count and vote on certification up or down. That is what I believe. And so I get positive evidence that cannot be found, I ain't changing my mind.
I've always said this about January 6th, as far as what January 6th was about was redress of grievances. We didn't get it through the courts. The courts should have taken a case because it was a constitutional issue, you know. But we had a freaking judge in fucking John Roberts, who's a bushy, all right, who didn't want the controversy. Even though Thomas and a few of the other judges wanted it, they wanted to take the case. You know, apparently the leader of the Supreme Court has the final say in what cases they take and what they don't. So, it was about redress of grievances because we weren't getting the redress from the court. You know, and you know that what we're saying about this whole thing on January 6th. It's true because they go back after January, after it, and they changed the goddamn rule.
They sure did.
They sure did.
And they amended the Electoral Count Act after the rule. Yeah, they amended it in order to make sure no vice president or president pro tem of the Senate would ever see his role as anything but ministerial.
But what are we going to do about it? Are we going to do anything?
Now I see why Joe's taking the position he has. You guys want to relitigate 2020 as much as you can.
And you
want to
ignore it.
When Joe asked, he said, okay, what things do you guys on the left and you guys on the right, where is that meeting in the middle moment?
I ain't interested in meeting in the middle. I want to end the corruption. I'm not interested in meeting in the middle. I want to end the corruption. Then maybe we can talk about meeting in the middle.
And the same
thing is,
incompetent Democrat Party, y'all think there's some operators who are...
The only thing they're good at is cheating. They're only good at cheating, nothing else. They damn sure can't govern, but they can cheat their little asses off. Better than anything I've ever seen.
Yes, it is. And think about
they are good at that, Nash. They are superb at doing that.
This is insane.
What was it, 20 years, 15 years ago when the Democrats were all against mail-in voting? And you know what that was? Because most of the people that were doing it were in the military and they were conservatives and all that stuff. And now they're all for mail-in voting, Democrats.
I agree with you 100%. Okay, I agree there's corruption, but we're not going to all agree on that. That's the point here. We're talking about the same thing. Either we're going to move forward with a solution or we're not. I mean, we're going to do the God. We're going to be like The View, gossip, you know?
Y'all going to meet 10 years from now and talk about how Trump got cheated and make that your whole personality. This is what happened to the Occupy folks. For the folks who were out there, and I was in two major cities when this happened, after it was all over, because this so-called leaderless movement stuff they were talking about, after it was all over, it was just done. It just splintered. Nothing good came of it. And then years later, you start getting emails about coming to meet up for drinks about the good days of Occupy. Like, man, those aren't movements.
Here's the problem with what's going on. One of the people in that January 6th thing, that cop that, that murdered Ashley Babbitt just got promoted. Now, if they were doing what
so
they
Ashley
should
Babbitt
have been
was
doing,
murdered,
what, now,
really,
now,
man.
Wait. Well, if they were doing what they should have been doing, this man would be in prison right now, not being promoted to a new position.
That's correct. It's corrupt. Yes, we know.
That is amazing that the people always telling me to comply and follow police orders all of a sudden tell me Ashley Babbitt got murdered.
It wasn't Diddy Dimmer in yours. He just shot her when she came to the window. He didn't tell her to stop or put her hands up and lie on the floor. He shot her.
Oh, boy. 20 minutes on this now.
But wait a minute. Nah, let me ask you something. Do you think the 1960 election was on the up and up? Do you think that the Democrats using West Virginia and Cook County didn't steal that election from Richard Nixon? Because if you don't, you don't know about what happened.
So now we're relitigating 1960?
See, this is what I mean. He ducks everything.
End?
He will not answer the question.
When does this
end? This isn't the first time they did it.
Oh, my God, man.
You're just ducking it again. You don't want to face reality or the facts.
Well, the majority
record.
Of us here can agree that the election is this election system is broken. We've all said it, and everyone has. They know it.
Mm-hmm.
We've talked about this many times in the years past, that the presidents are selected, not elected.
Oh.
I've heard that one a million times, and I'm not from both sides. So it doesn't matter, Trump, Hillary, who cares? The bottom line is the system's broken. So what are we going to do to fix it?
And the best way to fix this is to start researching what the hell is going on, stop what is going on that's wrong, and only do what is right. That's the easiest way to fix it, but nobody can seem to understand that right is only one way and wrong is another way.
We have to come up with a plan, though. We have to come up with a plan.
What would be the plan? Serious, if we're going to be serious about that, okay, first thing first, overturn Citizens United. Done. Second thing, you make a campaign finance law change that says this: if any politician is going to invest into the stock market, half of the profits or whatever they see has to go to their district in whatever way the voters choose that money should be allocated for.
But you're talking about something totally that has nothing to do with the voting procedures, voting in your district or your county. That's got nothing to do with the voting.
Yeah, but no, you misunderstand.
You are seeking solutions that are ideologically advantageous to your side. You're not talking about the problem with the mechanisms that enable fraud in the vote. I noticed that.
Because
you're worried about Citizens United, which was a Supreme Court decision. So we have to go all the way back to the Supreme Court to have that revisited. In the meantime, it is much easier for states to make legislative changes in accordance with Article 2, which specifies legislatures, not governors, not secretaries of state, you know, not judges and courts must make election procedure. That is infinitely easier than getting something back to the Supreme Court for a decision.
Yeah, by the way, everybody agrees that we can do something
to
make everybody happy.
That will ask questions. They can do that much easier than what you seem to want.
Okay, let's say we take Sarge's idea and we say, okay, reform all throughout the states. There has to be a new formal auditing. We have a new way of checking and making sure that there is zero fraud in our elections. That'll be the focus. And we
spend
a bunch
good.
Of money on
yes.
it.
No, don't be silly. You're not going to get zero fraud in any election. That's not possible.
Who cares if it's zero? Who cares if it's 10?
All you need is to have probability that there wasn't a determinative outcome due to fraud. That's good enough for me. I don't need zero defect.
Okay, let me just get to the point I was trying to make was, if you did institute those changes, and made sure there was as little fraud as you guys are willing to accept involved in the election, then you run into the problem of what? The super PACs and foreign money that is pouring in because of the Citizens United decision that is shaping not only our elections but also people's opinions, because these people, China, Russia, Germany, Japan, all these countries spend a lot of money on propaganda in U.S. elections, especially on social media.
It's okay. We've got to overcome them. We'll overcome them.
The election, did they not?
Our voices will be larger than theirs.
Okay.
No, they didn't, Naj. The election interference by the Russians was negligible compared to the errors and the shenanigans done at the state level in five or six key states.
You still don't
get it. Lorianne, you have anything to say?
Not at the moment.
I'm just amazed. I mean, but look, we're talking
about
things.
I'm listening to the back and forth going on here.
Yeah, but we're talking about things that are completely within the purview of the states because the Constitution gives the authority solely to the states to determine the methods of election. And it is entirely within their ability to do so through a simple legislative act. And it doesn't need to be done in every single state of the union. Most of the states had reasonably fair elections. The problem was in five or six of them.
Right.
All
right. Right. And the other thing is the voting machines, and it's been proven that these voting machines are easily hackable and can be gotten into if you know what you're doing. And they're not. And the rule was supposed to have been that you weren't supposed to be hooking these things up to the internet, and they were. You know.
Yes, you got to take them all off the cloud. Yes, none of this stuff goes into the cloud.
Right.
Well, they're not supposed to even be on the internet anyway.
Right, and that's the thing. And my
feeling is this:
if you want a machine, go back to the old style machine, you know, with the big lever that closes the curtain.
Well, here it is, right here. This is what I propose, right here. To if everybody can agree to it, this is what we'd have to go after, right here, to fix the voter integrity laws, you know, to enact comprehensive voter integrity law, you know, across the board on all these states that don't have it. You know, you'd have to, like, for instance, chapter 163 of the North Carolina General Statutes is to be rewritten completely. The rewritten law must include consequences for violations, use of hand-marked paper ballots, HMPB that are our number sequence watermarked and with a MYLRAR wrapped RFID insert, much like our money and watermark to detect counterfeit versus real. Ballot production should be as secure as our currency. That's called the Ballot Integrity Project recommendations. A hand count of all paper ballots by volunteers of counting tables with cameras and in open, transparent environment, much like used by the Arizona Audit Committee, and used body cams and body cameras on all electors that are handling ballots. Each voter precinct must not have more than 3,000 voters. ID is required of each voter. For voters who do not have a driver's license or a valid photo ID, the voter must provide his or her address, birthday, and last four digits of Social Security number when voting in person. Mail-in ballots are available only to voters who cannot vote in person physically for work-related or documented health reasons. Mail-in ballots require signature verification by county election board staff in the presence of the public. Mail-in ballots are required to be hand-counted in the same manner as in person ballots and only on election day. Electronic online voting is not permitted. Election day is now a state holiday for all states. North Carolina's voter registration system requires qualified database analysis who provide recommendations for the structure and maintenance of the database with proper audit controls. North Carolina voter registration is maintained at the county level in each county self-contained computer system and backup, not at the state level. North Carolina voter registration and election data must not be stored in the cloud. Registration data and computer system and provide a biannual update to the Election Oversight Committee. County boards of election are to be bipartisan with two members of each party and the chairperson to be appointed by the County Board of Commissioners, totaling five members. State, county, and local government and their employees are prohibited from applying for and accepting monetary and in-kind donations. Recall of any person holding a public office of state, county, or local, including state, county, board of elections, either by election or by appointment, modeled after the Montana Recall Act. So right there, those of you enact that stuff right there, you'll have voter integrity.
Yep.
In place.
Absolutely. And you have to get rid of all of this, all of these ideas that you can have mail-in voting and voting for weeks and weeks and weeks. You don't do
that.
Well,
yeah, that's what I said, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I said, yeah.
That's where you get your fraud, and it does happen.
Yeah, yep.
Yeah, and by the way, I know that Fannie Willis is a great legal scholar, but if you look up Chapter 21, Section 2-172 of the Georgia Code, it says right in there, the authority to choose electors is given to, and I'm quoting from it, the state party or body chairperson of such political party, which meant that this guy named Schaefer, who they indicted when he was the chairman of the Georgia GOP, was acting in compliance with state law and selecting a group of not fake electors, not even alternate electors, contingent electors as a backup in case any of the election contests were successful either in court or with the state legislature. Now, the statute makes no, the indictment that Bonnie Willis put out there makes no mention of the Georgia statute, which has to do with how electors are selected. That is how the state of Georgia has chosen to elect its electors, as the Constitution allows it to do.
Yep. Well, those points that I read, though, those are points that each state should enact, and that's what we should be doing, contacting our state board of elections or county board of elections legislators in your state or whatever state we combat first, and demand that these implementations be implemented and post them on social media for that state, create a group for that state, and start doing it. Start doing it now because election time's coming, and there's no reason why special sessions can't be called or these things cannot be enacted to fix the voter problem, the voting problems, flaws in around the country. Well, I don't think anyone should mind voter integrity laws. I mean, we should all be able to come to an agreement on that. It doesn't matter about Trump. It doesn't matter about Hillary. I don't care what happened. What's done is done. We'll fix that later. Right now, we got to worry about the next election coming.
It's all of the people.
Okay, Joe.
The attacks against Trump are meant to ensure that they'll be able to cheat again in the next election.
Well, yeah.
Well,
yep.
Now, also, I don't like Fannie Willis, but you got to feel for the woman. The woman, trust what you're hearing from the rumors about because with this whole indictment and all this stuff, and she said, from what I'm understanding, they called her and said, you got to do it now, you know, and prove it in collusion. But she's sitting there arguing with him. But it's coming up Tuesday. It's coming up Tuesday. Can you wait another day? Well, they said, no, you got to do it now. And that's why we got the whole leaking of the indictment and all that shit. That's where we got that from, because they wanted it done. Jack Smith and the rest of them wanted it done now.
Yeah, they wanted it done Super Tuesday.
So what are the chances that somebody can get a former president to have a mugshot, be indicted on a RICO case, and let's say all of their I's aren't dotted and T's not crossed because you guys found a loophole that somebody said online is the actual truth? It's like, this, at some point, y'all going to have to step into reality. This is a real case.
Real
consequences. We don't know how this is going to play out. Yeah. But if you think like there's some kind of technical legal flaw that you guys are going to find, and then Fannie goes to jail and he doesn't, like that's not realistic.
Here's what we need to do. We need to stop doing
you
the
said
wrong
it's the law.
Thing.
They don't agree.
Law is just technicality.
Let the host speak, please.
What we need to do is stop doing the wrong things and start doing the right things. And we all know what the difference between right from wrong is. Even if you say you don't, you still do. And we need to start doing the right things and start doing the things that we know instinctively are right, and not just because the party that you belong to says they are right.
That's right.
And that's where the problem comes in, is we have Republicans and Democrats both saying, oh, I'm right, you're wrong, because you're not on my side. Well, who the hell cares? You know, what we need to do is somebody's got to be right, somebody's got to be wrong, and it's always going to be that way, whether you want it to be or not.
Yep. That's right.
And Joe, could you send me that list of stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'll email it to you.
Because I'd like to go ahead and send that to Santa Fe here.
Yeah, I mean, that's what we need to start doing. And I wish we all, the hosts and Block Talk hosts, would get on board, and we'd all get on board with each other, and we would just pick a target and use our voices to target that target and see how we make out, you know, and see if we can make a difference, you know? I mean, that's what I would like to do.
Yeah,
but,
and that's
but you
a,
can't
that's
get
a...
everybody. Everybody wants to ask, you know, I think there's a lot of fakers on Blog Talk Radio. I think there's a lot of smoke screens on Blog Talk Radio. And look, if you're here for a good time or you want to joke around, and that's what it's all about, or just talk to talk. I'm not, because when we go to war, you know, like I played that little clip a couple times with the Republic there, you know, hey, slap that bitch in the face, because let me tell you something, it's go time. You know, it's not going to feel turning back no more. When they throw, you know, and war is hell. I'm going to tell you that right now. War is hell. And
yep.
And it's going to be no joke. You know, the police department's not going to save you. You know, this is serious business. There are millions of people out there right now that are very angry. And a lot of dangerous people out there, too. I don't agree with a lot of the stuff that's going around right now. It's not being talked about on the Internet. There's people out there who are in the know that know what's going on. And believe me, and they're in your police departments. They're in the National Guard. They're in the military. And they're sick and tired of what's going on.
Yep.
I was very pleased when I was a poll watcher in the 2022 election, the one that I volunteered to be in. You know, I was on a ship. We all watched the boxes to make sure people weren't dropping multiple ballots in there and all this other stuff without observing, videotaping them, and then recording. We didn't see one instance, at least I didn't, while I was there for the 8 hours I was there, I mean, 3 hours I was there, I didn't see one instance that looked suspicious. I was very pleased to report that. But, you know, that was only one ballot box that I was watching. There are thousands of them in the state of Georgia. I don't know what the rest of them look like, but that's what we need to do. We need to have people. We're going to have this universal mail-in balloting. We're going to need teams of people to watch the drop boxes.
That's right.
Yeah, I just don't buy into this "the sky is falling" stuff. Whether Trump beats his case and gets reelected, or Biden drops out and they put another Dem in there, or Biden gets reelected, the conditions in America will not change. Fundamentally, you'll still be looking at the same issues and trying to solve those issues. But if you want to play this election racehorse stuff, you might as well watch college football. You're picking a team and deciding that these things are more important than the actual issues that would actually change the framework.
That is
so
not
what's more important than the election.
We've been talking about 2020 for the last 15 minutes.
Well, what's more important than election integrity? Would you mind telling me? Does it matter who casts the votes, or does it matter who counts the votes? What's more important there, Mr. Stalin?
All right. If you don't believe in it,
honest to God, how can you have integrity in the republic when you don't know whether the results are fair?
Exactly.
And there's room for doubt, and there's reason for doubt.
The reason why we're talking about the 2020 election, because the 2020 election was never really settled and was never adjudicated anywhere. It was never put through its paces in court. It was never put through its paces by the other thing.
It just happened to be the election that brought everything to the forefront, you know, because it was brewing for years and years and years anyway, you know. It was talked about during Ross Perot. I remember when Ross Perot was running, there was corruption going on there, you know. So it was going on for years and years. It's just that election, this election recently, had blown it up to the forefront where people said enough already, you know.
Anomalous about it, and this is what something that everyone continues to go over. Here we have an election where we have a man who repeatedly saw him drawing thousands of people at his rallies. He's an incumbent president. Nobody of any note has disputed the fact that he got 11 million more votes this time around than he did first time.
He's an incumbent president who gets 11 million more popular votes on his second election.
But the guy
who stayed in his basement, who didn't campaign, got more votes than any presidential candidate in the history of the United States, who couldn't string together two sentences. Now, is that possible? Yes, possible. Is it likely? Hell the fuck no. It isn't.
Okay.
That's
so,
one of the reasons
on.
People just on
Let's
the surface say something wasn't right here.
Yeah.
Well,
so,
you know, and on top of all of that, and on top of all of that, you had all these rallies before the election happened. Biden had a hell of a time getting more than 40 or 50 people there.
I swear.
Trump had tens of thousands at his, and everybody's trying to tell everybody else that, yeah, Biden won. He got more votes than anybody else. How could he have when he couldn't get anybody to come to his rally?
And then it was the fairest election in the history of mankind. That was really made me smell a rat when I repeatedly heard that.
I'm sure.
There was never an election fairer than this one, conducted with more integrity. What is it? 43% of the votes were cast in person. But most of them were cast by ballot harvesting through the mail, and I'm going to accept the fact that an incumbent president who gets 11 million more votes lost to a potato head who sat in his basement, couldn't campaign, and couldn't draw anybody to his rally. I'm supposed to believe that and not even question it, despite all of the evidence to the contrary.
Most of the people on this line supported Trump in the last election, right?
Yep.
And most of the people you know supported him in the last election, right?
Yep.
How deep is your circle outside of that group of people? And then the second question would be, hold on, as much as the people who love Trump love him, there's a lot of people who really hate him. So it wasn't necessarily a vote for Biden as it was an anti-Trump vote. So when you say landslide victory or most votes in his mind.
So more votes than any other presidential candidate in the history of the United States.
Literally.
Well, that's not even arguable, according to their figures.
So, again, when you're dealing with election cycles and you want to really look at demographics, how Trump do amongst older people? He did fine, especially older rural areas and white Republicans. How did he do in the inner city? Were young people really bad? The minorities really bad? At a certain point, man, this is a big country. I get it, guys. Y'all seen a lot of supporters. There's also a lot of people who don't like him. Y'all got to accept that.
No, I'm not going to accept it. Given all the other evidence I have, I might have to accept it because I'm not going to be able to change the results. But I'm not going to believe it. I don't care whether you or a thousand other people tell me until they show me strong evidence to the contrary that contradicts the evidence I have on the public record.
Alan Dershowitz is saying that everything is kind of bonkers on this and that the media and everybody else is completely against Trump and it's unfair. He says that he is a Democrat, he's a liberal Democrat, and he wants the choice of being able to vote against Trump in the third time. And he says, and they're doing everything they can to make sure he's not even going to be on the ballot. And he's a liberal Democrat.
My question to you guys is this, and I don't know how many African Americans or blacks are on this call, but they say that this guy, this idiot in the White House, got more black votes than the first black president.
Why wouldn't he?
How'd that happen?
Well,
it was magic.
Every election is going to have more people in it because the country is going to be bigger. And then the second thing would be, if the positioning is most of those people felt like 45 wasn't good for them and that it was actually against them, then hell, it ain't hard to get people to come out and vote against that guy. You can make him the monster and vote against him.
And on top of that, the media didn't even...
Now, let's go to
the media was so anti-Trump.
Why the Southern states have voted 90% Republican since the damn civil rights legislation. Now, let's answer that one. Exactly.
And here's the deal, though, guys. You go back and you look at the footage of him arriving at the courthouse today or yesterday, and the people lined up on the side of the road watching him. What were most of those people? They were black.
Have you ever been to Atlanta, sir?
Yeah, I've been there. I've been there.
Anywhere near Wright Street in Atlanta, yeah, they're going to be black in Atlanta, yeah.
Were they supporting Trump or no?
I don't get it. What were you trying to get here?
A lot of them were supporting him because they come from a place where they can see what's happening. These guys are railroading him and
man,
going after him.
So they supported him. Okay. All right. Okay.
Yeah. And right. Basically. Yeah, basically.
You know what I think? Trump needs to go to Hawaii and campaign. Because right now, there's a lot. Hawaii
is so Democrat,
but they are so fucking pissed at Biden right now.
That would have been a smart move,
Trump
yeah.
Trump needs to go there and campaign. That state could actually turn around. Because they are so pissed at Biden right now. It's funny.
He should have done that.
That would have been a smart move going there, yep.
The only problem was when he showed up and had to bring something, whether it's a check or supplies, and as we all know, this man ain't paying out his pocket for them people.
Why not? He's done it before. He did it down the south, handing out food and water and everything for the hurricane victims. He's done it before.
Give him money, man. That's not his money.
Who is sitting in front of a fan? Because it's drowning everybody out. It's like somebody sitting right in front of a fan.
That's me.
Yep.
Okay. Good. Okay.
Why would you laugh now at Trump being a generous person? Trump is was a very generous person throughout his life. He gave out a lot of bonuses, contracts. I mean, I don't understand. He's not this mean racist guy that's out to cut everybody's throat. You know, I mean, I just don't understand that. I'm from New York area, and let me tell you something. He did business in Manhattan. And let me tell you something. He's just very street smart. He's very shrewd. You had to be that way if you did business with the Italians in that area, you know, because that was back during the Gotti days and the Columbos and the Genoveses. And, you know, if you were in a concrete business, you wanted a building to go up, or you were in trash collection, you had to deal with the mafia. And trust me, you had to play ball, and you had to be very smart.
So during that period where you're talking about Gravano and Gotti and all of them, he would get some services done by contractors. After it was finished, he would deny paying them and tell them they have to get a lawyer, try to lowball them on whatever the offer was, and then eventually say, look, I got lawyers on retainer. You guys are going to have to accept this deal.
That's how business was done in New York. You don't understand.
Hold on. You gave this great character assessment, so let me give the other side. Now, the second part would be Trump University, where all these people thought they would go and become real estate moguls, paid their money, thinking they were getting an accredited class, and how did that turn out?
Not good. It was a bad business decision, just like the USFL, bad business decision. Yeah.
Thank you. The guy's not perfect.
I'm just saying, that's the big problem.
Another reason why I think Donald Trump is probably one of the best, least corrupt presidents we had in a long time, because he actually seems to have lost money while he was in the presidency. Every one of these other bastards and got immeasurably richer either while they were on the job or just after they left.
Y'all keep sending the money. I'm sure
that
you
ought to tell you all you need to know.
I won't send him no money. He's got plenty of money to run his campaign.
He doesn't need my money. I'll send him money for his campaign, though.
For $39. So go and buy one of those T-shirts from him.
I'm not buying nothing. I'll give money to grassroots candidates, but these rich candidates, even Donald Trump, they don't get a dollar from
him. Barack Obama got Netflix deals. He got all kinds of deals and that. Now he's sitting high and fancy and pretty over there in Martha's Vineyard with his drowning chef.
Hold on, but look,
you think Donald Trump is richer now after going through all that he's been going through while he's been in office because he's been a target? Because he's an existential threat to the deep state, and they know
that's
it, and they treat him as such.
Yep.
Yeah, so we'll see about that $2 billion in Saudi Arabia. But hold on, you didn't finish on Obama. There's enough to add
to that. Yeah,
you
keep bringing that up. I ain't seen nothing on that yet.
Hold on.
And that's Jared Kushner. Did he give a kickback to Donald?
Sarge, can you relax for 1 minute? So on the Obama side, you also got to remember all of the people who are in his administration, the top brass, all of them walked into Tesla, Netflix, the board over at, what's not Disney, but the other company that services animation, Pixar. All of them walked into corporate jobs over things they used to, what, regulate. So when you do Obama, do his own cabinet. Yeah, I'm with you on that. No disagreement. But when you see Trump get $2 billion from the Saudis and you say nothing, like, come on.
Okay, enlighten me, sir. Be very specific on how Donald Trump profited from the Saudis if he didn't sell them anything. I mean, what did Hunter Biden and Joe Biden have to sell? The Kushners, and they have a business. They do business. They sell goods and services you can hold in your hand that you can measure that are done.
Real
what
estate.
Did Joe and Hunter Biden have to sell Burisma and all the people in Kazakhstan and the people in China? What was their product?
No, actually, Jared.
Are you
going to
answer that?
Estate.
I think so.
No, you just said tangible things. No, they do real estate.
Access.
It's untrue. Yeah, it's untrue.
Access, sir. It was access to the
access.
Vice presidency and through him, the president of the United States, Barack Hussein Obama.
I don't fight rumors with facts. So the fact is,
you're not the president. You can't stop that aid. Well, why'd you ask the president? Ask him. Son of a bitch. They fired the prosecutor. That's what he said out loud to you all day. But you can't draw any conclusions from other than the fact that it's meaningless.
No, because we've already argued all this stuff chapter and verse. You believe it to your heart's degree, and I understand.
It's all been proven.
But you're wrong.
Words don't mean anything. They're meaningless.
Oh, my God.
Well, like Humpty Dumpty said when he sat on the wall, words mean what I mean, didn't I say, and nothing more.
So the guy sitting in the top chair in D.C. is the criminal, and the guy just brought in for a RICO charge and just had his mugshot taken.
Oh, yeah,
he's
that's
the
really an impressive charge. Have you read that indictment,
sir?
Because I've read it 3 times now. I ain't impressed. I've read a lot of indictments. I ain't impressed.
I don't think the balance of that swings on whether you
you ought to read this indictment, sir. And if you're impressed by that indictment after you read it, more power to you.
Yep.
What do they say about indictments? You can always indict a ham sandwich.
Yeah, he thought he was a ham sandwich.
Yeah, but that's different with a former president of the United States, you would think, right?
He's a ham, but he's not a ham sandwich.
Right.
Thank you.
But here's the deal.
I've never seen it like this indictment. I mean, I understand that when you make a RICO charge, you fold acts that are otherwise legal into acts that are illegal when you're making a RICO conspiracy. For instance, to wit, you have a conspiracy with another person to murder somebody. Well, buying a shovel is not illegal. But when you buy a shovel as an act in furtherance to bury the body after you murder them, then yes, you could put that in the RICO statute, and you could cite that as an act in furtherance of the conspiracy of murder. I understand that completely. I've been involved in RICO things when I was assigned to a task force. I get it. I know what it is. You don't have to tell me. But when you put so many references to literally things that are considered to be free speech as acts in furtherance of conspiracy, like listening to websites, listening to commentary on TV, and you say, this is an act in furtherance of a RICO racketeering conspiracy, to listen to Newsmax, to listen to OANN, to listen to congressional hearings? Well, I got news for you, pal. That don't play too well with most Americans.
This whole situation is not about protecting Biden. It's about protecting Obama. Because, see, he's hip deep in this thing. Because remember what he said. Remember what Biden said on that tape. And the guy comes in and says, well, you can't take away this money. It's a big deal. He said, well, go call the president. He'll tell you. That's what he said. That's what Biden said. Go call Obama. He'll tell you. You know?
Yeah, man. Y'all can spin that anecdote for as long as y'all want. I'm sure to get you a free drink at a bar. But, brother, it has no standing in the real world. The man is still the president, and he's going to run for re-election.
It has
you want to blame Obama, too? Go ahead.
It has a lot of standing in the real world because it's got facts behind it. And you can laugh at facts all you want, but they're still facts.
Don't get me started on standing, because that's the bullshit that they told that they said that when about to take it to court. They said, "Oh, you don't have the standing to prosecute this stuff, to bring this stuff before us, so we're not going to say it. You don't have the standing." That's bullshit.
Yeah. True.
Yeah, but that's what I'm trying to tell you, man. Like, standing was what the people who wanted to litigate the election on the basis of the Electoral Count Act of 1877, they would have had automatic standing to go to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court could not have denied the standing. Had a floor vote failed. If it had passed, so much the better. But if it failed, that would have given them standing to appeal it automatically to the Supreme Court. Supreme Court could not deny it on account of standing. Again, the whole procedure was, all the parliamentary procedures were tabled when she invoked the Emergency Act, and the only thing the legislators could vote on was up or down on the validity of the count and accepting the electoral certificate. And by the way, no legislator, in view of the chaos, was going to do anything other than be intimidated into recanting his vote against certifying the election. They were all intimidated by the riot, which I am now absolutely believe was orchestrated by the Democrats or people allied with them or both.
Yeah, there's only so many conspiracies you can fight in one night. Well, look, guys, we saw a couple of strike movements from UPS. We saw one from, the steel workers. Like, we've seen a couple of strikes. And we've seen people complaining about being price gouged and disguised as inflation. What do y'all say about that?
I'm not too familiar with it. I did hear about it, though, but I'm not too familiar. But why are they striking UPS? They want air conditioning in the trucks or something?
Wages.
It's about wages for part-time drivers.
They make good money,
drivers.
Don't they? Don't they make good money, UPS drivers?
Wages.
I always thought they did.
It's about wages for part-time drivers as opposed to how much the full-time drivers get and how much time they're giving to the part-time drivers as opposed to the full-time drivers. That's a big issue.
No, yeah, it is. That is a big issue because part-time, you know, part-time versus nobody hires full-time.
They get
anymore.
Half of
like
what
that.
The full-time drivers get. They get half.
Yeah, I don't like that. So I kind of disagree with that. I kind of support the part, you know, if they want to strike on that. UPS makes plenty of money. I'm sure they can give them some more money, you know. Those CEOs, they make a killing.
Yeah, those CEOs could actually give out more money to the people that work for them, and they'd still have money.
Yeah, yeah. You know, so I kind of support the strike on that. I don't know about any of the other issue we mentioned. I don't hear nothing about that.
Well, you know, it seems one of the things that I have been watching is and I've watched this since Bush. Every time a Republican president takes a vacation, when there's something going on in the nation, the left goes apeshit crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
But when Biden takes a vacation, when there's things going on, it's normal shit. Who cares?
Yeah.
Got I mean, right. Look, they used to all the time, I don't like the Bushes, you know. I think they're warmongers and all this. But every time, you know, every time George W. Bush would go off and play golf, he's playing golf again.
Yep.
You know, and all that shit.
Yeah, I didn't like Bush either. I couldn't stand him, but you're right.
Same thing for Trump. Every time Trump was on a golf course, he's playing golf again. You know, and all that shit.
But the difference between
Obama going to Martha's Vineyard and all that shit, or Biden going wherever, or Biden's been going to his vacation home, or home and whatever.
I don't think they really should make tokens anyway when they're elected for 4 years. It's 4 years. You could do 4 year job. You do a 4 year job without taking a vacation. You know, I mean, you're going overseas all the time anyway. Come on, that's a vacation. I mean, you're traveling around the world. You know, come on.
Well, you know,
yeah.
I will say this. I would much rather see Trump on the golf course playing golf than any more photos of Biden on the beach in his swim trunks. Okay?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. By the way,
we're walking up those damn stairs.
No more.
How many times we got to watch him walk up those stairs? Because they're waiting for him to trip and fall again.
But you know,
on his bicycle, you know, I'm just like, oh my God, he's gonna crash! He's gonna crash every time he's on his bicycle.
No,
I'll tell you what,
he
changed Biden. He changed a lot from when he was vice president.
Yeah. The other point that I wanted to bring up, and I know none of us liked Bush, but going back to when 9/11 happened, how long did he hesitate there in that classroom before he did anything? It was like about 10 minutes at the most. And Biden, after these fires in Hawaii, was it weeks? And nobody said a thing. But when it came to Bush, they excoriated him over that. How come they can't do the same thing to Biden?
Oh, what about Biden not going to the damn train wreck in Ohio?
Yeah, exactly. That's another one.
Yeah.
He can't be bothered with that.
Biden is a pure criminal. He is a Roman Catholic criminal.
Exactly.
Because Ohio voted mostly for Trump.
Yep. He's a Jesuit. He's a Jesuit son of a bitch. I'm telling you, he's a scumbag. Just like those Supreme Court. See, Trump wasn't hip on that. He appointed those Supreme Court. Those were Jesuits. Those are Jesuits. That lady, that girl that he appointed, that's a Jesuit right there. They're all Jesuit, and they're evil New World Order scum. You know, if anyone knows anything about the Jesuits.
Yeah.
Mm. Well, they did send back to the States, Roe versus Wade to the States, where it should have been in the birth.
They'll do a couple little things, nice things here and there. Really, they don't have the power to do anything anyway. You know, I don't know why they don't create. They're not supposed to be creating legislation or laws or even judging on things like the matters like that. Supreme Court has taken a totally different twisted turn from what the founders had envisioned. I mean, this whole country is off the rails. What our republic is supposed to be for and about. We're so far gone, it's not even funny. I mean, I just don't think that. I was on the phone with six pastors tonight, you know, from around the country talking, and you know me, I'm out there promoting the Republic, and they get on me about that, you know, because, look, this country's so far gone, we're not going to fix it, you know, and I'm starting to believe that. You know, I just, what are we fighting for? Am I going to give my life for what? For what? You know, I'm already marked. I am marked right now. I'm not even talking about my problems anymore because, you know, I mean, I went to a hearing this week for a license. But I'm not even allowed to work in this state. They got me blacklisted, you know. So, I mean, I've sacrificed everything, and you know, for what? For what? You know, I mean, look at my chat room on Tuesday. I got people making fun of my family, you know, a bunch of suckers, you know. I mean, come on, man. You know, this is what I got to put up with? But this is, you know, like I said, we got to stick together, come together, and fight and stand up for a reason and stay focused like a laser beam and attack some issues. See some victories someplace. We're not seeing no victories at all.
No, we're really not. It's just, and the victories that we're seeing are things like Dylan Mulvaney and crap like that where men competing in women's sports, and that's not a victory.
Yeah.
Actually, the Dylan Mulvaney thing is kind of a victory because the profits for Anheuser-Busch have gone down, just like the Disney profits have gone down. Not a lot of people going
right to
Disney.
So. Yep.
They got enough money. They don't care. They made so much money already.
And don't forget men winning women's beauty contests. That's kind of a thing these days.
Yeah.
Well,
they're replacing
I'm
women there,
sure
too.
About that it's not just people getting rid of, not going to Disney World. It's people getting rid of ESPN and getting rid of Disney Network, Disney Channel, and Disney Plus, and all this stuff,
We've got about 15 minutes left on the on the live part of the show, and I'd like to have everyone here who is a host to promote their show. I know Lorianne is here, and whoever, and Joe Gibson.
Awesome.
Yeah, so.
I just saw that Naj dropped, and I was hoping to call him out and welcome him to call into my show on Sunday night. So anybody that's out there listening right now, feel free to call in. You're welcome to call in on my show, Lucid Libertarian with Lorianne, Sunday night, 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific time, 9 to midnight Eastern time on Sunday night. It'll be an open show, so you are all welcome to do so.
Yeah. Okay, is there anybody else out here?
I guess I'll go ahead. Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, blogtalkradio.com/Joseph Gibson, Restoring Our Republic, Solutions, trying to get solutions, trying to get people together. And, of course, you know I'm running for a public office here in North Carolina, North Carolina House of Representatives, District 65. As far as the what you were saying about Naj or whatever, I understand he may have a different perspective and opinion. It's good to have different voices on platforms like this. I know we're not allowed on their platforms; we get shut down and muted quick. But I think maybe if he's not gonna, I don't think just because he disagrees with that we should, bottle up our issues. I don't think that we could ever get a liberal-minded individual to agree with us at all. And I think this fight is going to take a little bit more than that.
Yep, absolutely. And one of the things that last Saturday, Vincent, with his show Black by Color Only, tried to get in and couldn't. So he wasn't able to do his show last Saturday either. And we also have Crazy Nation Radio. It's going to be coming up this weekend.
I wonder what happened to him.
Ron Rex Show.
Yeah, Ron Rex Show.
I will promote Donnie C's show as well. Donnie C's show, Beyond the Mainstream.
Beyond the Mainstream.
His show is on 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern, as well on Saturday night. So if you're wanting to do some political talking tomorrow night, tune in for Beyond the Mainstream, Donnie C.
Yep. And,
there's another show that was on, too. It was on last night. I caught it. I never seen this show before. It was Patriot something. Patriots. I forgot. Patriot Front. I don't know. Something Patriot. I forgot
Patriot
the name
Voice?
Of it. Maybe. I never heard the guy before, or he was on, or just started coming back on. But so he talks more or less along the lines we're talking, and so it was on last night. I tried sending some people messages, but my messenger wasn't working.
On the vaccine thing, whatever. I just want to say this. I'm a big professional wrestling fan, and we just had a guy die, a 36-year-old guy die of a heart issue after he got the jab.
He didn't know any better? Did he know any better?
No, I mean, I guess, no, it was one of these things that Vince McMahon, it was a rule that you had to get
well,
it or whatever.
Don't follow those rules. Don't follow them. You know you're going to die,
He's had another health issue that sidelined him for a little while, but this guy is a 36-year-old guy, in the prime of his career.
Crazy.
285 pound guy, but again, that's neither here nor there. The fact of the matter is this happened after he got the jab, and I'm not sure which one he got, J&J, whatever the fuck, you know. Take your pick, you know.
Hey Joe, our good friend and adversary Shabaka, don't you?
Yes.
Joe?
Yes. I'm here, Sarge. Yes.
Yeah, I'm not hearing you. You're coming in kind of faint somewhere.
I'm here. Hello.
Okay. Anyway, he invited me to be a guest on his show today. And I got to admit, I was pleasantly surprised. We had a very intense back and forth, very intense. None of it ever got personal. And it was very stimulating.
Was his minions there? Were his minions there? Because
yes,
they were all there.
And they were all well behaved. They let me have my say. We were intensely going back and forth about Donald Trump. And I was, you know me, I was no holds barred in my opinions. And it was quite stimulating. If you want to hear it, you might want to catch the show. I think it's in archives.
When was it?
I was pleasantly surprised.
What show is it?
Today at 11. Today at 11 a.m. on his show.
Oh, man.
Shabaka's Black Experience. I mean, we went at it, hammer and tongs, and it never got personal.
Wow.
That's cool.
And I got to admit, I mean, as vigorously as they stuck to their positions, I think I prevailed. And not only did I prevail, some of the other people listening said they were enjoying the hell out of it.
Wow. Huh. Well, yeah. I know we went at it the other night with us three, and
But Shabaka don't get personal. He don't get crazy when you call your name. He don't do war and stuff.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, he'll deal with the issues as you present them. He'll present his side of things clearly with his bias, like we have ours.
Oh yeah, when we
but
and him
it's
when
about
we first
the
met.
Issue. The issue is the issue, not
yeah.
who's saying it, and what their motivation is for saying it.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, we've got about 6 minutes left before the live part of the show ends. So if there's anybody else who wants to call in, the number is 646-478-5284. I'm not sure if we're going to go ahead and go into the overtime, but we've been doing it past couple of weeks, so.
Yeah. Yeah, we have.
Yeah, at least for a little while. I don't know if Ron Reck is doing his show like he usually does on Friday night. We'll have to take a look.
I haven't seen – I've been checking it, and I haven't seen it. You know, I haven't seen him put anything up yet, but he'll put something up almost right on the hour, right? You know?
Yep.
Maybe a little bit after 10 o'clock. Well, 10 o'clock Central Time anyway. Yeah.
Yeah, he's not in there yet.
Not in there yet.
Yeah, I just looked and he's not in
he
there
usually,
yet.
Usually he'll often come onto this show, you know, and then just drop off like 10 minutes beforehand or something. So maybe he's got other stuff going on tonight. Who knows?
Yeah, he gets busy. And he showed up at your show a couple of times, Lori-Ann.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So he may very well show up again on Sunday.
I know I will.
I hope so. Yeah, I've had the last, you know, last week's show was pretty good with everybody showing up and had a good turnout, so I was pretty happy with that. I liked it that he showed up and along with a few others and so.
Yeah, I know last Sunday.
I hope to have
up.
A good show again on Sunday.
I know I showed up last Sunday, but everything I was going to talk about was being discussed already, so I just listened.
Did you get that link Lorianne, I sent you with the Google box there with the cases, all the cases for the Supreme Court and everything?
About the right to travel and all that?
Yeah. I think that was it, yeah.
Driver's licenses and stuff? Yeah, I did get that. Thanks for passing that along. But, yeah.
All right. Well, there was another one with Google I sent you, Google Docs. It's for the it's the case with the ICC, the lawsuit that filed against the United States and other countries from around the world, criminal case.
Yeah.
I don't know if you got that or not. I sent it to you.
Somebody with a
panel.
I know I sent it to a few people. It's the ICC, criminal case for that's been filed in the World Court for crimes against humanity, child trafficking, kidnapping that's going on, and stuff like that. So it's got links and everything in there, and it's like 300 pages. So you're not going to read it all in one night, but it's it's got a lot of good information in there.
Was that show that you were talking about earlier, Liberty Lighthouse?
No. It was Patriot something. I know it was Patriot something. I just can't remember. It was a new show. I've never seen it.
Yeah. And I know I was just looking in my email, and Liberty Lighthouse is one that is one of my latest emails. So.
Yeah, yeah.
And it came in a little bit before my announcement for my show starts. So.
Well, it's good. I mean, like I said, if the podcasters can unite and come together and use our voices and use our email power and even phone calls, converge on one perpetrator at a time, you know, we can maybe make a difference or change, make some policy changes somehow, some way, you know. I mean, I'm not going to give up the battle or the fight.
Yeah,
all right. Has everybody quieted down, calmed down? What's the story? I'm back.
Well, we got a lot of noise in there. Huh?
Montana Joe, you got that feedback issue going on.
Yep.
It sounds like you're walking by a microwave or something.
How's it now?
Now we can't hear you.
Keep talking.
Now you
sound far away now.
I do, man. Okay.
That's
what is
better.
It with these phones?
Yeah, well, these phones are Obama phones, so.
Oh, Lord.
That's probably it.
Obama phones.
Yeah. I got them for free.
Everything.
So. But how's it now?
Well,
I remember
by the way. By the way, you're right. I just did see that article today. Michael Byrd, the guy who shot Ashley Babbitt, got promoted to captain.
Not promoted, yes.
Wow. Remember, they were saying he was supposed to comply with police orders, but he never gave Ashley Babbitt any orders before he shot her. He just shot her.
Of course he got promoted to captain.
Still got that feedback thing going on that kind of drowns everybody out when you're not talking.
Yeah. All right. I'll be back in about a minute. Maybe you'll be fixed then.
Okay.
Yep. You got 2 minutes to hang up and call back in.
Yeah. One of the things that I heard about this police officer that shot Ashley Babbitt, and this was probably a day or so around the time that she was shot, they came out with a whole bunch of stuff that he had done wrong and that he had been in trouble for, and then all of a sudden there's nothing there.
Yeah.
And he's
being
promoted?
Yeah. It's corruption, obviously. You know, there's a lot of corruption going on. And that's one of the broken things that frustrates me. I don't like that. I don't like corruption. I think everyone should play on a level playing field. I understand about calling in favors or helping somebody out when they're in a jam and whatnot, but not when you have to step and hurt someone else or smash someone else's career. You know, that's not right. You know, when you step on another guy's toes, it's not right. So in this country, you've got a lot of that and a lot of corruption and a lot of backstabbing. I just don't know if we can really fix and clean up the closets and the dirt that we have. You know, I just don't know. Look at how many crimes this country is responsible for. Our own people even, against each other, the crimes we've perpetrated against each other. Can we really really fixed it and healed this country. And one pastor brought it up earlier. He said, is this country even mentioned in the Bible? No, it's not. So why would we want to fight for something that God doesn't even talk about? You know, mm-hmm. So, you know, what's going on here? You know, I mean, because are we really worth fighting for? Is America worth fighting for anymore? Because look at the people we have in it. Look at the people we have. What good, I mean, what worth are they? What value are they? I mean, are they good people? Are they righteous people, these people in this country right now? I mean, are they really, do we have a good citizenry in this country? Or are they just really what we see on the news media? Crying, riddled, well, I want more, and that's all they care about? I mean, is that what we have? You know? I mean, it's just, yep. I just don't know.
So has everything calmed down, or has anything been in agreement? What, since I left?
Yes, Joe.
Yes, Joe what?
Well, I thought we came to an agreement that we were going to tackle the election ballot thing.
Okay.
Yeah, because the other guy was a Democrat. We're never going to get Democrats to come over to our side and agree with us.
Are you kidding? He wants to be a commissar. He's never going to agree with election integrity.
Okay, yeah. He is. He doesn't say he's a socialist. He says he's a leftist, but leftist equals socialist equals communist in my mind. So on whose show is this meeting going to take place where the conservatives are going to get together?
Well, on all the shows that we've been going on, you know, there's no designated show right now where we're going to all converge. We pretty much are going to adopt the plan that I read, I think. I think everybody agreed to that, unless they want to add some stuff to it, which is fine, or if they want to take anything out. I mean, it's not, like I said, I'm not the leader here. So, everyone can, you know, I'm going to send it to Robert there and see if he wants to tinker with it. Lorianne, if she wants to tinker with it. I know she's good at dissecting things or whatever and, you know, padding them and rewriting them. So let her mess with it. And then this week maybe we'll converge on my show or someone else's show or Lorianne's show, one or the other, and then go with a battle plan as far as calling, an email drive, or something along those lines.
Yeah, all right. That sounds like a good idea.
Okay, so whose show?
It's going to be either Lorianne's or mine
or
Sally's.
Lorianne or Robert. You want to pick straws? Do you want to shoot hands for it? What do you want to do? Whose show?
Well, I think that Lorianne, well, it's got to be a show that's kind of on the weekend, I would think, because that's when everybody is off work for most people.
Yeah,
right?
I think we'll do it Lorianne's. I mean, it's not going to be take up her whole show. It's just going to, you know, we're just going to touch, you know, converge there for a little bit and talk about it, and then that's it, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, or I could do, you know, I could, yeah, I like the weekend thing. Yeah, and I'm always on Sunday nights, of course. And I can always throw in a midweek show if wanted as well. For now, I'm still going to have a three-hour show, too, so that's a benefit that I'm one of the people that has the three-hour live.
Yeah, we don't need 3 hours.
On the table to get into.
Yeah, we don't need 3 hours. We just need some place to converge and discuss things for a little bit, and then that's it. So, you know, if you want to do it on your platform, that'd be great. Sunday is a good night. You know, where everybody converges there for 30 minutes or whatnot. And then, because what we're going to do is come up with a battle plan on your show. That's the plan.
All right. Yep. Do you want to do that this Sunday night?
Yeah. I don't see why
or
not.
Do you want to do it next Sunday? Or, I don't know, if you
next
want
Sunday.
More time? Or
next Sunday.
Yeah, this Sunday.
You do it this Sunday. Today's Friday. Nobody's going to know about it, and then
Joe, how long does it take to get a hold of people? I mean, you know,
well,
I mean, we've got to make 3 week plans.
How long
here?
Did it take to come to your show? It took over a week, 2 weeks. I was there going on shows telling people to come over. And
well, we already
days.
Know about this, though, Joe. We're already on alert. Everybody's
Who knows?
On alert
we,
about
you
this.
Know, Sarge knows, I know, Bob knows,
Sally
Lorianne.
Knows.
Sally knows to go on Lorianne's show.
No,
Sunday.
But I could send her an email tonight, and she'll know.
All right, and then who else?
Okay, I don't know. See off the top of my head, I don't know right now.
Donnie.
Who?
Donnie C.
Okay. Lorianne can let Donnie know tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah. See, we'll be on a podcast show tomorrow with another group, you know.
Let me see. All right,
we're only discussing the battle plan anyway. You know what I mean?
Well, but we got to take more. If it's going to be worthwhile, it's going to take more than 15 minutes. It's going to have to discuss what the issues are and what and how we're going to do it at the beginning.
Yeah.
He's got ideas.
Yeah.
Okay?
So the more we talk about it, the more we talk. I mean, we wait a whole 10 days. You know, come on. You know?
All right.
We talk
so if
Walter Yann
wants to do it, then we can do it on Sunday.
All right.
We can dedicate, let's say we dedicate an hour for sure to this, and then we can move on to other topics that I have in mind to talk about from the past week and whatnot.
There we go.
Or I could start the show talking about some topics and then wait till everybody kind of gets in, because nobody calls in right at 6 or 6:15.
Yep.
So
you're right.
Usually people start to roll in, 6:30, 7 o'clock. So maybe let's plan on 7 o'clock my time, 10 o'clock Eastern, because then that allows everybody to kind of roll in and get on board, and then we could dedicate like a full hour to talking about the battle plan and what we're going to do.
That sounds good.
Okay.
And then when we implement that plan, then that's when everybody needs to do what they say they're going to do. Everybody needs to know what to do. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yep. So, Joe, what email were you going to send that to?
The only one I got for you, I think.
Which one is that? Conservative Nation Media 2017?
Hang on, I'll look. I got to open up my email here. I'll send it to you. I'll send it to Lori and too. And I gotta scan it now, and I gotta put it back in my computer. But yeah, I'll do that. And in this way here, you guys can tinker with it or add stuff, whatever you want to do, you know. And
because there's people in this state, I'd like to have that.
I'm gonna send it to Tave too. I'll send it to Tave. Let him know what's going on, and I'll let Mike know what's going on too.
Okay.
Sally, do you have Sally's email?
Yes, I'll let her know what's going on, too. Yep. So I'll have my work put out for me. Where's your email? I don't even see your email here anymore. Where the heck is it? I don't even see you. Where the heck are you, man? Jeez.
No,
that's a whole page right there.
Robert or me?
Context. Is that you, RPG, ARDING at Regan.com?
Yep, that's one. Mm-hmm.
That's you. Okay, that's you. Okay, that's one I'll send it to.
Okay, sounds good to me.
All righty. Anyway, anybody else? I asked Dr. Ventura to call in, so I don't know if he's joining us or not.
He's in there right now.
Oh, good. All right, he's not going to talk. He'll just listen, so most likely.
he's been there for a little while now.
Yeah, but like I said, we were talking earlier. He was one of the people I was on the phone with. We were talking earlier about this country and, with pastors around the country. And, look, this country is, God never mentioned this country, really. What are we fighting for? We have to wake up here and have a spiritual awakening also. We have to have a spiritual backbone. If we don't have God, forget it. There's no fighting for this republic. We will not win. There will be no winning. I assure you of that. If we don't have God behind us. There's just no way.
Sure.
There's no way. Whether you believe in God or not, it doesn't matter. But the fact of the matter is that if we don't have God behind, we don't have that foundation to stand upon, then I know Lorianne and I went at it last week there about, whether or not the founders believed in God or not, or if this country was founded upon God. I disagree. This country was, the principles that were adopted in the beginning were a religious moral foundation is what they adopted that this country was built upon. Churches. The church pews were filled Sunday, every Sunday across this country in the 13 colonies. So, this was a righteous, it was declared a righteous, that's why they sent us the Statue of Liberty. you know, because they it was a gift because he found that we were righteous. He said, you know, we're a righteous people. You know, what was his name? Francis Tocqueville, I think it was. You know, so, you know, if we're not that righteous people anymore. We're not. It's I can believe whatever I want, you know. My God is my God, and your God is your God, and I'm right and you're wrong, and I'm right and you're right, and you know that's how it is. And you don't have no right to judge me. And God never judged people, you know. And they come up with these twisted scenarios of the Bible that are not true. Everyone thinks they can adopt their own Bible to read. There's only one Bible. And, you know, it's and men wrote that book, so it's not true. I don't know what God they believe in. They don't think God's powerful enough to inspire men to write something on paper and preserve it for all people to see. Then your God is weak. I say put him in a paper bag and he can't get out. You know, so again, you have a right to believe whatever you want to believe. But should we have a Muslim president in this country? No. Should we have a Buddhist president? No. You know, I mean, so, you know, I just don't think that would be right.
Yep, I agree.
For a republic.
I agree.
Honestly, I don't care. I mean, a Buddhist president, I don't care what religion they are, really. I mean, but if it's a president that'll actually be constitutional, that if they are if they believe in our Constitution, they believe in our rights, they believe in all of our values that we believe in, then I don't really care what religion they are, honestly.
Well, no, but they won't though if they're a true Muslim, they're not going to believe in our values and our Constitution.
And if they're a true Catholic, like John F. Kennedy, there was also controversy about whether or not he would follow the Pope's directions. So I don't give
Catholics.
I don't care what the religion is. Personally, I would rather have a Buddhist.
I
would rather have a Buddhist in there.
When John F. Kennedy was running for president, one of the big talking points on that was he's Catholic.
That's exactly right.
Catholics, we already know what time it is with them. I mean, you know, if you think you're going to eat Jesus' fingers on Sunday.
Look, you're always talking about the division within the religions, and that's true. So the thing is, a person can be righteous without having to believe in any particular God, like I don't. And there are people, and I'm not going to argue with anybody about whose God is best because I don't give a crap. But, you know, a Christian, a Buddhist, a Methodist, et cetera, they're going to have these arguments. So I'd rather just have people concentrate. Is the person moral enough to do the job the responsible way that just plain common sense golden rule dictates?
Golden rule? We can't live by the golden rule, Joe. That's not going to work. You know, I mean, I'm not saying, you're right. I'm not going to argue whose God is better. You're right. That's a silly thing to do. But there's only one way to, what I'm trying to say is, look, we have to have a foundation in this country, a spiritual foundation. I mean, what are our moral principles in this country? What's our moral compass guided by? What's it going to be guided by?
Well, it's not guided by religion because of them all mob murders, Italian, Colombian, Irish, et cetera. They will go to mass on Sundays, go to a confession on Fridays, and kill somebody on Saturday. Okay?
Yeah.
So I don't care what religion you are.
Yeah, I wouldn't go to mass either. You know, mass.
They do go to mass.
I think the moral foundation, we already have it. We already have it. It's in our Bill of Rights. It's in our Declaration
of Independence. Yeah, we have the Constitution, yes.
Life, liberty, pursuit of happiness, property, and the core values right there. And
we are endowed by our Creator to life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness.
When you've got people that believe that two things, they believe that it's just a piece of paper and that it's a living document.
Well,
right.
It is a living, breathing document.
No,
what he means,
not.
Joe, is that it's changeable. That's what he's talking about. That the living, breathing document is what Biden and some of the other people preach, that the judges can practically make the laws because they perceive what the times are today, which are different than the times of the 1770s, so therefore the Constitution is the living, breathing document is what he's talking about. Okay?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, and like they've twisted even the meaning of that. You know, they Montana Joe's absolutely right. They've twisted that meaning of it being a living document into meaning that we interpret the Constitution based on today's society and how we interpret it today and completely ignore the original intent. You know, so that's what living, breathing document, that's what the Democrats put.
No, that's not what, no, that's wrong,
No. I mean, like the whole thing with the Second Amendment, when they say, well, you're not, well, should people be able to own machine guns, or, you know?
Yes.
Or the whole thing with assault weapons, you know? They can't, they don't want to, they don't want to define
what an assault weapon.
I know, what's an assault weapon? That's a media term. That's a media term. There's no such thing.
They can't even define it.
If you could afford a cannon, you'd allow you to own a cannon, much less a machine gun.
I was waiting for you, Sarge, because I know that you like to talk about
it. I know, but I'm just saying, as a literal matter, you could literally own a cannon.
I know.
Now, if you think the fame that it was, the Party Boys, they couldn't have foreseen a machine gun, they foresaw a cannon that could knock down a wall. And they'll buy it, have it, if you can afford it.
Yep, exactly. But you know that's the thing that's like Sarge was saying, the term assault weapon is just a made up term, because essentially what they're trying to do is, if you look at it, every gun made is an assault weapon if you want to look at it. That's the way they're looking at it.
Yep. You're absolutely right. Yep.
That's the frame of wanted. The equipment,
bows and arrows.
Look, the framers being progressive men who understood technology, especially people like Thomas Jefferson. Man, he understood technology as well as anybody of his day. They would have wanted the ordinary foot soldier, which would be the citizen militiaman, to be equipped with a comparable basic infantry weapon of whatever army of the day was provided with. And today, that is a selective fire assault rifle. Selective fire meaning burst fire, full automatic, or semi-automatic, because that is what every single soldier in every single army in the world today is equipped with.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Okay.
And the other thing that they hate is when we say we're pro-life, right? Because they won't say, well, no, we're all about abortion, which is, but when we say we're pro-life, which basically is, that's right to life, right? You know?
Well, abortion is murder. Simple as that.
They don't want that term pro-life, because then what's the corresponding negative term to that? It's pro-death.
Yeah, and that's this state. That's the state of New Mexico, pro-death. Our governor right now, last year, was gleeful that she had gotten her abortion package passed that made it's legal here in New Mexico to have an abortion up to the day of birth.
That's really, in your state?
In my state.
Wow,
in New Mexico.
That's disgusting. That's disgusting.
I'm all for 30-day post-abortion. Let's get rid of all the kids.
There you go. Yeah. You really want to kill all the kids?
No, you're kidding. I love kids. Kids love me.
Yeah, but that's
like
terrible.
I do,
that's terrible.
I do a daily update Monday through Thursday, and I didn't get one done yesterday because I had a whole bunch of things done. But I know that, you know, I've sent about five or six of them to our governor, and whether she's seen them or not, I don't know. I don't really even care, because
I'll be calling her Tuesday on my podcast.
Yeah.
And I'll be calling all those representatives in that state on my podcast. I got a new target now. I didn't know that your state was that law where they can kill the baby right at birth.
Well, we've got the whole southeastern part of the state is conservative. They have done things that they have tried passing laws in their jurisdictions to make sure that these out-of-state abortion mills don't come into New Mexico because the governor wants them down in Lee County, which is down the southeast part of the state. Lee County said, no, this isn't going to happen. Well, then what Michelle Grisham did was she tried to pass a law that says jurisdictions like Lee County cannot make these laws.
Really? Well, yeah. Well, all the sheriff has to do for that county is say no. The sheriff is the top political leader and law enforcement officer in that area.
And
they can't supersede him. And if they can, he needs to deputize every citizen in that county. And let's get it on. Let's rock and roll. You know, that's what I say.
But that's where this whole thing is, you know, with the south part of the state. Probably the south half of the state is conservative. And the north part, where Albuquerque and Santa Fe and Taos and all these big towns are, they're liberal, deep blue liberal. And Santa Fe, our governor, my pastor calls her the Wicked Witch of the North. I've done the same thing. She really is. She's about as evil as they come.
What church are you involved in with there in your area?
It's called Legacy Church. It's an evangelical church. But our pastor, one of the things that happened during COVID especially, he would do a weekly rant that had the Democrats in the state just up in arms, and the governor actually fined him $10,000, $5,000 twice. And he said, no, I'm
I remember that. I remember that. I tried getting him on my podcast show. He wouldn't come on.
Yeah, he's I think I've come close to having him on my podcast, but I've used parts of his sermon on this show. I've used, we had a black pastor, God, I can't remember his name, but he gave a great sermon a couple of weeks ago, and I think Lori Ann was here when I played that. And
I had the militia on board and everything to back him up down there, and he would not answer my calls on the podcast. I remember.
I'll have to tell him.
You know,
I'll have to tell him that you are a good person.
Yeah,
because he gets so many people who are trying to get him to talk. That he's right now all over this whole section of the country because, you know, he's in Texas. He was in California not too long ago, and he's in Arizona. He's in Colorado. He was up in
advantage of that spokesman power. That's that power that he's got right now. You know, use it for the wise. You know.
But he had pastors here in Albuquerque saying, "Oh, you need to just forget about it, pay the fine, and get it over with." And he said, no. He says, I pay that, and it shows them that I was wrong and they were right. And he says, they're not right.
Amen. Amen to that, yeah.
So,
Joe or Bob, which one of you are trying to get an FM station?
I would love to get an FM station.
And Joe, is it you?
What are you talking about?
Was it you or Bob who said that there's an FM station that's in the that's kind of available?
AM FM, yes.
AM FM.
Okay. How close are you to trying to get that?
Oh, we're still way off to the queue here.
That would be a good thing to try and get. I think it'd be awesome.
You have a real radio station?
Yeah. I know here in Albuquerque, we've got one that's KIVAT radio, and they're AM. And they're complete.
AM, FM, as long as it's really real radio, you know, there's the possibility of being syndicated even to 10.
I just don't think the pastor's
going to
go along with anything that's going to be outside of gospel. That's what I'm worried about, you know. I'm trying to get into that. You know, I don't know what angle I can use here to try to break them in where it maybe we can get a morning talk show or an evening late night talk show that's not just strictly, maybe open the door like Theology 101 or something, and then we can get into the, you know, other topics, the political talk, you know what I mean? I mean, either way, you know, that's what I'm saying. You know, he's got a good-sized church there. He's got a radio station that's just sitting there. It's fully licensed and everything. And it's just sitting there, man. You know, I mean, why am I just – I wish I had that studio.
Yeah. Well, go ahead and ask him. He can't – you know, all he can do is say no.
Yeah, but I try to but like you, Joe, I'm trying to do this strategically where I don't get that no. I get a yes.
Then you get – okay, then you got to have the real reasons behind you when you talk to him. For example, he may be very – you know, if he's going to be the pastor, he's going to be very theological.
Yeah.
But maybe you might be able to slide him over to the what Lorianne had suggested, the Bill of Rights, because the purpose of God, the purpose of mankind is to preserve our mankind and to have progress and a pursuit and to pursue happiness, which is in the Bill of Rights. So if you talk about it like that, plus you're a God-fearing person, and if you give him, like, say, an example of what you would say, that might persuade him. So, you know, it can't hurt.
All right. Well, maybe this weekend I'll, maybe Sunday I'll head over there. You know.
And then if that doesn't work, just have Sarge behind you, and Sarge will just analyze everything. And
yeah.
Just, you know,
yelling and talking.
Say,
yeah.
You know. And Sarge will just embarrass him into giving you the station.
Yeah, we'll get Chewbacca on there, too.
All right, well, if you're going to have me on there, just remember that the pursuit of happiness is a declaration, not in the Bill of Rights.
Okay, cool. Cool.
Yep. Yeah,
well, it should be. They ought to change it so it should be there, but it ain't.
Yeah. So anyway, talk a little more.
Well, I mentioned the Bill of Rights for a reason, because that's where we get our freedom of the press, our freedom of religion, freedom of redress of grievances with our government, freedom from unreasonable searches and seizures, freedom from unreasonable punishments. You know, so, you know, I mentioned the Bill of Rights for a reason, because those are reflective of life, liberty, pursuit of happiness and property. And so I think it's, you know, the two things go together.
Yeah.
Well, what they're trying to do with Trump is they're trying to take away his freedom of speech.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they're trying to do with him.
That's what they're trying to do.
He should have the freedom of the ability to question the elections as loud as he wants to question them.
Because the Democrats have done the same thing.
Yeah, they have. They've done it multiple times. Nobody's put them in jail.
Nope.
Or indicted them 4 times.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he had his chance. He had his chance, Trump. You know, he didn't do nothing. And look what it cost him now. So what's that teach us as a lesson? We shouldn't do the same.
Yeah, we need to speak up. You know, and that's one of the things that's going on here in New Mexico is, like, New Mexico is actually most of the representatives here are Democrat, and they're very left-leaning Democrats. And I had an email war with one, and his name was Jacob Candelaria, and him and I went back and forth for a couple of months on things. And after that happened, he's now a Republican. I don't know if I had anything to do with that, but I feel pretty good about it.
But here's the deal, though. When it comes down to redrawing lines and stuff for districts, you know, for voting districts, we basically here in Louisiana have been screwed by the courts, because they're telling us that we have to redraw to where we have to add 2 more what essentially are Democratic districts, you know, House districts, you know.
Well,
and it's like,
that's what they did. That's what they did here in New Mexico. They had Yvette Harrell, who was part of the 2nd district down in southern New Mexico. She could not be taken out of office. So what they did was they gerrymandered her district. So it goes all the way up the side of New Mexico into Albuquerque. Well, everything that they added to her district was Democrat, and she lost the last election because of that.
Huh.
That's right. Now what happened in Florida is, they were told the courts told Florida that you have to redraw this district because it didn't have enough, you know, Democrats in the district, and it's basically a black district or whatever, And it's like, and Florida just told them, they redrew it once and it didn't work out for the court. So the court said you got to redraw it again. And Florida says, how are you going to enforce this order on us? Basically giving them the middle finger, you know. We're going to draw this district the way it should be drawn, the way we want to draw it, the way our
well, if that was the case, they should have just left it alone then.
Yep. Right. Now, they had drawn it, and the courts came back and said, well, you're not some fucking thing about the Voting Rights Act and all that shit, you know. And it didn't comport with the Voting Rights Act, and so you got to redraw it. Well, they drew it the same way the second time, and pissed. And what are the courts going to do? How are they going to enforce this? Their opinion on Florida, you know.
They will.
Mm-hmm.
They will.
They'll try. I mean, Florida's a Republican state, basically.
You got a lot of Democrats down there, a real lot of Democrats.
They have a lot of Democrats, but it's the home base of MAGA and all that stuff. So yeah, you know, we'll see if the Florida legislature stands by its guns.
Yeah, that's one of the reasons why I wanted Joe to send me that stuff for North Carolina, because here in New Mexico we've got a 5-person Supreme Court, and all 5 of them are liberal Democrats, and 3 of them were appointed by our governor.
Really?
And this last election we had 3 really good Republicans running, and they all got stomped because everything, you know, it's
really
like during the time that we were having the election, I would see like 10 to 15 to 20 Democrat attack ads to 1 Republican ad. So nobody knew.
Wow.
And that's where the problem comes in. Because I thought, you know, I always thought that it was supposed to be even. If you have a Republican ad, then you got to have a Democrat ad. If you have a Democrat ad, then you have an independent ad, and then keep them even. But, like, I was listening, and I was counting these things. They'd have 15 to 20 ads for Lujan Grisham, which is our governor, to 1 to the guy who was running against her.
Now, unless if they're practicing the fair doctrine. If they're not practicing fair doctrine, then anybody who has the money.
They are not.
Yeah. There you go.
Yep. And 3 of the guys that were running for the Supreme Court were actually really good people. They follow the Constitution and everything, and they all got stomped by 10,000 votes at least. And that just was because of the way they throw the advertisements around here, because you never hear them for, you know, I threw a couple for Kerry Morris, which was one of them, and I'd run them on this show, but I've got very few people who actually are in this state that listen to me.
Would you say you have many people that listen to you or no?
No, very few. Mm-hmm. And I've been talking with a lot of them, trying to get them to start listening. And I've got about probably 15 or 20 now. But when the election was going, I had 3. So I'm
your wife, and your dog.
Pretty much.
Well, hopefully that'll change this time around.
Yeah, hopefully. But Yvette Harrell, who got beat in that last election, is running again to try and get back her seat. So that's one thing that I'm looking forward to helping with. But I'm still trying to get a hold of her about trying to get her on this show, which might actually help some of my listenership here and out in New Mexico. So
Yeah, I was going to ask you about her. You've been going after her for a while, but she seems to be either too busy or dodging you.
She's been really busy. I've got her. She did the intro for my third hour, which I very seldom use because we're so busy talking that, you know, the second hour doesn't get used and the third hour doesn't get used, but we still do them. But I've got a third hour intro from her. And I've got my second hour intro from Kathy Hinners, who is part of the daily roll call thing. And she was a policeman in Albany, New York. And she has her website, Daily Roll Call, is mostly about the things that the Islamists are doing here in America. You know, they've got like at least 30 camps all over this country now where they're training with guns.
That doesn't surprise me. Everybody forgets about the Muslim Brotherhood. Everybody's concentrating on the CCCP and the Rothschilds and the normal corrupt politician here in America. But the Muslim Brotherhood, they've dedicated themselves to taking over the world too.
Yep. And she wrote a book against them. So it's kind of fun to get to know a lot of these people that are actually fighting against the things that are going against America. So it's just one of the things that I've been able to do while doing this show. So it's kind of helped me a lot of ways.
Mm-hmm.
And then I meet all
of
you guys.
Are we in archive now, or did you extend your show, Barbara?
Oh, heck, we've been in overtime for 35 minutes.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, and we've got most everybody's dropped out of the chat room now. We've got Joseph and Lorianne and me in there. And then I've got
okay.
1, 2, 3, 4 people on the phone, not counting me. And actually 5, because there's one with one of those 111 numbers, and he's just been listening for the past 35, 40 minutes.
Sarge.
Well, Sarge was
no,
here.
No, he's been around. He's been around already. You know who it is? It's probably 11 o'clock in China. It could be Warren. Who knows?
Probably John Doe. John Doe usually kicks back and just listens.
Yeah.
I don't think it'd be Warren because Warren had come
is
in.
Is Peter Ventura gone?
Yeah.
Yep. He left just a little while ago.
That bum.
Who left?
Dr. Ventura.
Oh.
Yeah, he was
there. Bum.
Yeah. So, and I just looked in the live streaming for Blog Talk Radio, and it actually says there are no live chats in progress.
Oh, boy. That means they're going to cut us off at any moment.
Nope. Now it says what Night Owls is on there.
Night Owls?
Night Owls.
You know, they got some stupid shows on Blog Talk, you know?
Oh, I'm telling you. Jeez.
I know.
It is so hard.
You know, it's all like religion and spirituality and motivation and all that kind of stuff. Yeah, it's like, okay, whatever.
Oh, man. You talk about no shows to go to. God, I remember years ago, all I had to do was wake up even, I don't care if it was 1 o'clock in the morning, 3 o'clock in the morning, there was at least one show, you know, at least two or three nights a week, or every morning, or every afternoon, actually, where there was an interesting show you could go to.
Yeah, and then there's
I think you called into mine and grilled me one time, asked me a few questions.
No, I don't think so.
And there's this show. In the featured episodes, it's Lucid Libertarian.
Yeah, mine ever up in there?
Yeah, Blog Talk did that for me, and seriously, like, because of that episode, it couldn't have been the best timing, because they decided to feature me right as I had my guest, Dave Champion, Dr. Reality, on for the third time.
And I've literally had, last I looked yesterday, 435 listens to that episode. I'm like,
really?
Holy shit. Yeah.
Good for you.
That's great.
Yeah. I've never had that many. You know, I was featured one time before, and it got to, like, something like over 200. So I'm like, every time I'm looking at this, I'm like, holy shit. You know, like, this is really getting some listens. Yeah.
Has anyone ever seen mine get featured on there? I've never checked that.
No, I haven't seen yours. I have seen Lorianne's recently, even today.
Yeah, it's there right now.
Yeah, it's still up. You have to be gold. You have to be a gold member or premium member. Silver members don't get highlighted.
That is why.
Yeah, but why is it taking them so long?
You're
I haven't seen you featured until recently. I haven't seen you featured until recently.
Yeah.
I was featured before last year, I think, sometime. I can't remember.
Oh, really? I don't remember. Okay.
Yeah, I was featured for a while because I started out on the two-hour plan, and then I upgraded to gold. And then I was featured like a month or two after that.
Huh. I know my downloads dropped considerably. I remember I used to get... just for one night, 2,809 downloads on Blog Talk.
Don't trust them, Joe. You know what a download is to BTR?
What's a download?
You're not going to believe this. Anybody who comes by, okay, just comes by. Maybe they listen for 30 seconds.
Maybe they don't.
And then they move on.
Really?
Maybe they don't. Yeah. So if you, I remember people telling me, I've got 100,000 downloads this month. And I said to them, this was years ago too, and I said to them, go check with BTR, let them tell you what the definition is. Don't believe me. And they come back and say, hey, Joe,
you can't
right.
have 100,000. Yeah, you wouldn't be able to have 100,000. Your bandwidth couldn't handle it. The bandwidth wouldn't be able to handle 100,000.
Yeah, besides which, if you had 100,000 downloads, do you know how much money you could make?
Oh, yeah,
once
I know.
You get a hold of it? Hold
it. Oh, yeah.
Shit.
The sponsors would be banging down your
door.
You know?
Are you kidding?
Yeah.
You know how many people would be getting into the chat room and calling in and stuff like that?
Yeah. Yeah.
You'd have to get about 3 or 4 people to help you.
I mean, if I knew that those downloads were real, I would have had my show a long time ago. I would have been making a bunch of money.
Yeah. I mean, look at mine, 25,000, 22,000. You know, and I look at iHeartRadio. I got commercials from Geico on there and everything. I'm not getting paid for none of that crap. You know, I got commercials from everything. I got Joe Rogan doing commercials on my show, and I'm like, hey, I didn't approve of that. You know,
where's that from? iTunes? If you're on iTunes, they do that?
iHeartRadio.
iHeartRadio? Oh, yeah?
Yep. Spotify, too. Yep.
Well, then I'll bet you it's in the terms of service. If you clicked off, yes, I'd like to join your platform, I can bet you it's in the terms of service.
Oh, I'm sure it is. Fine print. I'm on Apple.
Oh, yeah,
Amazon.
But, you know, you're not doing your show directly, though. I mean, they're taking advantage of it because they're just getting the RSS feeds from everybody else's show.
How are they doing that?
And then they make money off of it. They play their ads.
How are they
doing
that?
Blog Talk supposedly does. When you're on your show, Blog Talk supposedly sends your RSS feed to iHeart and other platforms.
Well, how come we don't get paid
for
it then?
But I took ownership of my own show, though. So I took ownership of my show. I went on to each and every one of them, iHeart, Apple, Google, Spreaker. No, I'm on Spreaker. Amazon Podcast. So I took ownership on all these platforms of my RSS feed. So I can go into each and every one of them and look at my stats to see, you know, who's listening on what platform.
Send me your links to those. I didn't know you were on Amazon, too. Well,
oh, yeah. Yeah, I can do that. And
I'm on Amazon Audible. Are you on Amazon Audible?
Like, yeah, yeah.
Wow, yeah, so am I.
Amazon Podcast.
Yeah.
Spotify, all that stuff. Yeah, and... I had to, you know, it's a little painstaking, but it's kind of like, you know, submitting your websites to the search engines yourself versus, you know, depending on a service to do it for you. Because Blog Talk, I think that's broken. I've never found my show on iHeartRadio or anywhere.
Even though Blog Talk says they give their the RSS
feed. Yeah, I know, they're full
so
of
that's
shit.
Why I went in one by
at
one.
Maryland. At Maryland. Yeah, Maryland. I caught Polar off one time.
Well, you know, BTR blames
you. You can Google search,
every,
you know, how to submit my podcast on iHeart, how to submit my podcast on Spotify. You can get the links, and all you got to do is put in RSS feed for the blog. You know, set up your account, submit your podcast RSS feed, and you can start taking more control over that yourself. And
I'm
happy
you up
to
now.
Send you the links to it.
Yeah, let me go, I'm going to put you in Firefox, your show, and see what comes up.
Yeah. I think I need to get Lorianne to help me with mine.
It's spelled libertarian. I'm bad at spelling. Libertarian. I got it. Never mind. I got it.
Yeah. Lucid libertarian. Yeah. So, like, if you search for me on iHeart
or Spotify. Oh, I know how to do searches. I'm like
or,
Joe.
All that kind of stuff. You should see me.
Mm-hmm.
Lucid
Last
libertarian
time I did a Google
guest,
search,
Dan
I saw
Champion.
My show
yeah.
on various platforms, so...
There you are, yep. You're on Blog Talk, let's see, TuneIn, Podcast Apple, Music Amazon, yep. Music Amazon, www.audible.com, yep. You're there.
Hey,
yep.
Lorianne, do they give you your stats?
Yeah, they're a little bit better about it. You know, of course, you have to pay for more advanced stats, but when you go in yourself and you submit, you know, you... create your account, you submit your own podcast, then, yeah, you log in directly and you can get more more in-depth stats going in one by one and looking at each platform.
Really?
Some of them will break it down for you, like how many people actually listen for more than 60 seconds.
Yeah,
how
are you
know? How many people?
That's what
all
I've
that stuff,
there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
Listen on Google Podcasts. Look at that. Yeah, wow. Look, you got it pretty good here. Yeah, listen to podcasts. Yeah. Recommendations. Oh, wow. You got it set up pretty good. Yeah. Let me see. Let me tune in.
Yeah, and you can see your followers, you know, because the only way to see if where people are following you is if you have your own account and set it up, you know, and like, okay, got a couple more followers on Google, got a couple more followers here. And I did go to Spreaker, which Spreaker is actually like a sister company of Blog Talk. So apparently they got the same parent.
I got it on now. Yep. Please be sure to
tune in. Yeah. So it's one of those things like, you know, way back in the day when I did websites, I learned pretty quickly not to, you know, you save money and not really to trust the services that say they're going to submit, you know, your website to all these search engines. And I'd go in myself to all these different search engines and submit my website directly to the search engines. And I did that every month myself, you know, when I was doing websites. That was like 20 years ago. But, yeah, so it's kind of the same concept with your show. You know, you can take ownership of it. That's part of, and you can own your RSS feed and submit it directly, and you can take more control of it that way on different platforms.
Wow. Interesting. Wow. No, I just like doing that because I like that's what I do. I'll search for my show and I'll try. You know, I want to know, but I just don't want. I don't want people robbing me either. You know. I mean, you know, it's bad enough. I mean, geez, my name's all over the freaking internet, and I don't get no royalties money. I don't get nothing from my book. I don't get nothing, you know.
Yeah.
Sons of bitches.
Well, that's the price you pay, you know. Especially if you're free, you know. If you're, you know, using their service for free, then that's the price you pay. Then they put their own ads in there and all that good jazz.
Yeah.
I just found an article from Western Journal, and it talks about Hawaiian business savages Joe Biden for belittling the destruction of Maui, and they've got this big old sign in front of them that says Hawaii Rental. Sorry you almost lost your 67 Corvette in the fire, Mr. President. Maui strong.
Yeah, now who knows how to set up those free websites that Joe was talking about? Because I'm going to take that. Listen, man, I'm paying $200 a month for that Nation Builder. You know, I'm thinking to myself, it's time to cut it down then. You know, what the hell? I got 10 people on there right now. That's it for 2 months.
There
not
you
good
go.
Enough.
Not
good
for
enough.
$200.
No, right, Joe? That's bad business.
Yeah.
you know?
Yep.
Well, that's because other candidates usually have their own, you know, IT, social media manager kind of person.
Yeah. Well, who knows how to set up these freeze ones? Because I don't.
Well, I forget the name. Just look it up. Look, if you're looking up in Google now, you would jog my memory. There's Pix and there's Phoebe or something like that, but the one I'm thinking of, which is recommended by internet marketers, is probably the best one because they're set up in order to have merchandise accounts and to set up continuity arrangements, stuff like that. I forget the name, but if you look at it now, if you look it up now, free website, Joe, I'm sure on the first – within the first 10 websites, the name will come up, and it'll jog my memory.
Free website. Hang on. All right. Free websites. Okay. Let's see what we got here. Top free 10. Well, let's see what you got. Website builders, no cost. Create a website for free, website builder, let's see, domain names, UK name generator, build a website, no, five, it does nothing, no names, nothing.
Try Squarespace for free.
Yola, make a website for free, Yola, WordPress.com.
No, not that one, no.
WordPress.
Free website builder.
Yeah, I'm going to look it up.
Create a website now. No, I got nothing, Joe. Create a website for free for...
Let me look it up.
I had a website on WordPress for a long time.
That's the one.
Counter on there that was, you know.
I just said that, Joe.
Yeah.
WordPress.com.
WordPress is the one.
Yeah, WordPress.com. Build your site, sell your stuff, start a blog, and more. Right?
Yeah,
okay.
That's the one.
It doesn't matter. I don't know how to set it up. I won't be able to figure this out.
They have templates, and then you can shift around the boxes and inside your site, and it's relatively easy. When I tried to set up a website for Ron Paul years ago, we didn't have that, and I needed people who knew PHP and HTML, and I couldn't get any volunteers for that. So that that was that couldn't be accomplished, but I wish it had.
Yeah, I can't do this. I won't be able to do this.
They made it especially for people who do not know anything technical about websites. You go in there and they have a dashboard, and they give you the template. You choose the template, you put it up, and then you can switch around whatever is in the template to make it seem you're creating your own.
I'm bad with that type of stuff when it comes to websites. For some reason, my brain locks up. Cring, you know, it's like it freezes.
Well, let me tell you, since you're paying $200 a month, just think of that, and that'll motivate you.
Yeah, I know. I like that Nation Builder. It's got a lot of tools, but you know what, man? 10 people. I looked at it today. I said, only 10 people. I said, nah, I can't
do this.
That's it.
Man. Nothing.
No, especially
nothing
when I start
matters.
Paying my bills every month. I'm like, man.
Right.
You know, bank
nothing
account
matters
dry.
Unless you know how to promote. Okay?
Yeah, right.
Doesn't matter how many
I'm bad at promoting,
you have,
yeah.
It doesn't matter. If you don't know how to promote, then nobody's going to come to your site. Just because it's there doesn't mean people are going to go there.
Well, tell me some pointers. How do I promote? What do I do? Tell me how to promote.
Well, you can also look that up on Google, too. There's plenty of information about how to promote your website.
Yeah?
Yeah. I think a lot of it.
I got plenty of free time now. I'm telling you, I've been right here. But the only thing I can do is run for public office. I've been blackballed. I'm blacklisted. It's a long story, but this happened last week. The hearing I went to and everything, I got the director, one of the governor's appointed henchmen. They just, because I took them to a court, and I mean, they got me blackballed, basically. They put the kibosh on me with the police department. They called the academy, got my application withdrawn. They got it withdrawn. Mm-hmm. They went behind my back and slandered me. Yeah. How about that, huh?
Yeah,
I'm in the academy. I'm enrolled. I passed the testing.
Yeah, that's why you need your own website. You'll be in control. You can have your own content. You can have your own people visiting your website. You can design it yourself. It'll take time, but it'll be under your control.
Yeah. I passed all the testing, did all that hard work, and then I get an email. And then I put two and two together, and then the guy tells me, yeah, they made a phone call and got me. Isn't that illegal?
Wow.
Isn't that illegal to do that?
Why would they do that? You're working with the DEA.
I'm not working with them anymore, but it's another division of law enforcement. It's the Public Safety Division. It's the Private Protective Services Board. Okay, and what had happened was when I was working for Wiser Security, I submitted my paperwork, my fingerprints and everything, and I guess, the agencies are jealous of other agencies, and they said I was a bad moral character. That's what they said. They said I disqualify for bad, and the statute in 2019 addresses that. They said you can't disqualify somebody for moral turpitude or bad moral character, and I argued that at the hearing in Raleigh. And I told them that the board was unconstitutional in how they select people. And I got them on the witness stand, and I tore them apart. I got them to admit that they used their own private policy to select people out of 23,000 candidates a year to license them and disqualify them, who they decide they don't want. Not because of the guidelines, not because they qualify or are disqualified, because they decide they don't want them. You can't do that. So you don't like a guy because he's black, you're going to disqualify him? If you don't like a guy because he's, you know what I mean? You can't do that. That's called discrimination. We have laws against that now, you know?
Well, you know what? You know, you might get a pro se, not pro se, but a pro bono lawyer to take a case and sue. Who knows?
Yeah, I went to the administrative law hearing. Now it's in her hands. I submitted a memorandum of law with a brief and with all the points of law, and I argued it very professionally and articulately. And even the Superior Court judge that I first sent it to said, man, this is really good. He said, what'd you go to law school? And I said, no, none of your business. So anyway, she's got it in her hands. So she got 45 days to rule. So hopefully I'll get a ruling soon, and if he rules in my favor, then great. If not, if she doesn't rule in my favor, Joe, I can't work nowhere. I can't get a license to work. I can't do nothing. I'm decertified. I'm not. I can't do nothing.
That's a damn good reason to get a lawyer.
Yeah. I mean, what am I going to do, bag groceries at Food Lion? I mean, you know,
yeah.
Come on.
I just put the URL for my blog on WordPress, and I'm the one who put that together. I haven't been able to get too many people to know what's there yet, but we are down to the last 4 minutes of the show, and then it's just going to end on us, so.
Yeah. But, yeah, man, but it really bothered me, though, too, just to let you guys know.
Sure.
That really bothered me, man, you know? I mean, I walked out of that hearing, I was just like really, it was like a sucker punch to my stomach, man. You know,
when
I found that out. That's hard work, man. I went through that. I went through all the physical training and everything, and, you know, and man, you know, so let some idiot make a phone call, and that's it, you know?
I would, you know, for all that hard work, you know, if you, you know that you can call up various lawyers in your vicinity and get free consultations, and then you can find out whether or not, you know, you want to hire them.
Yeah, I know. But, I remember I'm gearing up my campaign soon, so that's I might be, you know, I'm concentrating on that, too. So I'm going to win this time, trust me. I will win.
You know, maybe you can, when you get an ad put together and everything, you send it to me and I can play it on my show, so.
Yeah, man, I appreciate it, yeah. And all the help I can get, I appreciate, you know. And look, man, I'm fighting for the people. I'm fighting for everybody, you know.
Yeah. But Lori Ann just put a whole bunch of things in there for Spotify and Podbean and Amazon and Google and
I just put links to my own show on all those platforms in the chat room, but I do want to go in and email you guys the direct links on how to submit to all of those different platforms.
But I didn't submit them. I guess they must have submitted most of them. But I did. I did Amazon. I submitted to Amazon. I remember that. But then Amazon's supposed to be paying us royalties, you know.
Yeah. Well, like I said, we're down to the last minute and a half. So I want to thank all of you guys for being here tonight. Thank you, Lori Ann, for helping. I love it when you're here.
Sort of thing.
How do you help her? Help him. I don't understand him. What does she do for you?
She co-hosts.
Nothing like stirring up controversy
well,
the last minute.
Well, since I have I can help him.
Oh, man.
I can help him, like, you know, pay attention to the switchboard and that kind of thing.
I will recommend Lorianne as a co-host any old day.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, tough questions, you know.
Oh, the last minute, you got to start up a controversy.
Yeah, absolutely. Isn't that the way to start it up and end it so we
right.
can start another good show some other time?
Right.
I didn't mean it that way.
I want to thank you guys for being here tonight. Thank you, Lorianne. And before I lose my chat room, I'm going to go ahead and start my ending theme, and I'll see you guys on tomorrow night on Sunday, too.
Take care. God bless. Take care.
All right, everybody. Take care now, okay?
Have a good one, all.
Good night.
Have a good one. God bless you all.